Blog Talk Radio.
Get off of Columbia's though.
All right, ready?
Yeah, I need to get up. At some point, I will.
Yeah.
Don't worry,
nigga.
Yeah,
ready?
Yeah, I'm just making sure.
Hit camera one more time. I'm going to zoom in a little bit.
Yeah, we got one.
Oh, yo, did you hit these niggas up for the sign?
I mean, what's URL? Yeah, that's what I went for. I can't do a sign without the URL.
No, of course, but at least.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it's cool. It's like, yeah, as soon as they give it to me, then.
Oh, it is VIP. What was it? What? We can leave it as VIP.
Nah, that's good.
You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Three. Two.
Calling shows lit. And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast. It's Friday, a.k.a. Calling Show Friday, my favorite show. Let's get into it, baby.
Let's go.
And, yo, that strike being removed is going to be huge because back in the algo, timestamps are showing again. I want to thank the audience.
We are back.
And we are back. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast, regular edition. It's Friday, guys, which means it's call-in show Friday. The number to call into the show, guys, is 515-605-9740. Again, that number is 515-605-9740. We got to clear some of those out right there, Chris.
Yeah, too many.
And then we're also going to put in the chat for y'all as well, so don't worry. But that's the number to call into the show, guys. But before we get into answering phone calls, as you guys know, I'm going to go ahead and go through some of the announcements. Okay, so number one, guys, we're cleared with some YouTube stuff. So shout out to you guys. Thank you guys so much. While we were down for a week, we went up 15K plus subs.
Yep.
And, yo, I just want to take this time real quick to say thank you guys. Like, I don't think you guys get it, like, how you guys are, like, the motivation, bro. Like, you know, there'll be times where I'm like, fuck, I'm tired, or, yo, I don't want to fucking do something or whatever, but I'll just be like, no, I got to go to the gym, or no, I got to do a show, or no, I got to research this stuff because – you guys are the motivation for us to keep putting out content and do it at the highest level, guys. So without y'all, we really are nothing, guys. And I really appreciate that.
Wait, on the marker for them, man.
Because we were growing at a crazy rate. Even when we weren't posted on the internet, and some of our haters like can't grow at that rate. So thanks to you, fucking guys, we're able to do that.
We were off the air. People who are missing the show, showing support on Instagram. Even on Twitch. So shout out to y'all, man. Everyone on Twitch, BBC Gang, FNF Gang, Merch
Gang. We
out
here.
To y'all, man.
Yeah, man. So we really, really appreciate that, guys. Like, I don't want you guys to ever think, like, we take it for granted that you guys
shout out
to
Discord, by the way. Discord is lit.
And at this time, we've been canceled maybe, like, 10 times already.
Yeah.
And we're still here, man.
Facts. And everyone has tried, too.
Yo, shout out to YouTube, man. They rock with us. We rock with them. They got our backs. So shout out to YouTube, man.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when it was like I said before, guys, it was a targeted attack. But, you know, hey, we're here. And, you know, haters are going to hate, and that's what's going to happen. Because, like, I'm at this point, it's like I'm almost used to it. It's like, how many times have I got my Instagram removed? How many times have we had our channel, you know, get hit with a strike or
TikTok,
something like that?
TikTok.
Banned
seven, eight times,
bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, but here's the thing, though. You want to know how I know that people are waking up? People take our clips and put them on TikTok. And when I'm walking around the street, people be like, oh, you're that dude from TikTok, from the podcast. I'm like, what? We don't even have a TikTok. But then I'm like, oh, people repost our stuff. And I don't even care because I'm like, fuck it. If it gets out there to people and people are able to find our content and keeping themselves from getting hurt, hey, bro, I'll take it all day. So that's what it's about, man, is being able to, like, you know, educate you guys on the importance of becoming a better man. Not for girls, bro, but so that you don't have to tolerate the bullshit that comes with girls, man. So many guys sit there and subject themselves to bullshit from females because they want box so bad, and they don't understand that you actually have all the leverage if you're able to get yourself to a certain point. Am I delusional here saying, like, oh, you guys are going to become high-value men to make a lot of money and become successful? No. Only a small portion of you guys are going to actually take the information and apply it. But at least I want you guys to know the truth, that these bitches are not that special, bro. They really aren't, okay? And you guys, if you work on yourself, are going to become the prize, man. And that's what we want y'all guys to be. Because at the end of the day, not that many people are watching us like that. I mean, you guys might say, oh, you guys got 650K subscribers. You guys are lit, blah, blah, blah. But let's be honest here, bro. Only a small percentage of men actually watch this kind of content. Yeah. Most dudes are simps. And we're on Twitch.
All right. Once again.
Guys, Twitch niggas, come on over to YouTube, Fresh and Fit.
Don't worry, Marvin. Got
this
you.
This is like every show.
Stupid.
But I will say this, man. Regarding guys watching the show, they're getting results. They're making money. They're getting better with girls. And as well, they're hitting the gym. So shout out to y'all, man, for doing your thing. And that as well. Funny story.
Yeah.
So I'm literally at home, right? Going through some numbers on YouTube. On my taxes and stuff like that, I get a phone call from this random number. I'm like, okay, cool. Who's calling me right now? And it's a guy from Carnival Cruise Line.
Oh,
and I'm like, what's going on here? Hey, this is so-and-so from Carnival. What's up, man? I know you're looking for a cruise to Bahamas. I'm like, what the? How did you know I was looking for a cruise to Bahamas? But in my vlog, I said, yo, I was passing the port. I passed on the cruise line. I was like, yo, I want to go to a trip to Bahamas on a cruise line. Hopefully I can do it soon. And he watched the vlog. I don't know how he found my phone number. Maybe a system from like an old cruise I did. He called me. I was like, what the hell?
Oh,
that's
shit.
Crazy, man. So to supporters, man.
Yeah,
it's
no,
crazy.
Man. And I mean, it's crazy. Like walking around and people recognize you and say, yo, you changed my life. Or, yo, you're the reason I moved to Miami. Or, yo, you're the reason that I did this or I got in the gym or whatever. And, bro, I don't think you guys understand like how much that really means. So it's because at the end of the day, bro, me and Fresh are not YouTubers. Let me make that extremely clear. We are now. But prior, I came from law enforcement. He came from tech. We've been doing this for just about, 18 months now?
Yeah.
The channel, guys, the channel was created in February of 2020, right? If you go look, I created the channel in 2020. But I didn't post my first video until May, and I was posting fitness stuff. We didn't actually start the podcast in studio until October 26, 2020. That was our first episode, and we had been doing StreamYard-type podcasts since, like, I want to say, like, April or June of 2020 during the pandemic. So we're fairly new to this. We're learning as we go along. You know, we've been able to kind of drink through a fire hose and figure it out. We've made some mistakes for sure.
A lot of
right?
mistakes.
We made a lot of dumbass
Holy
mistakes.
Crap.
You know what I'm saying? But from losing like, 50,000 plus subs and then coming back and being stronger than ever, a big part of that is because of you guys, man. I mean, hell, we're all on a self-improvement journey together. The only difference is that y'all see our fuck-ups in 1080p. But
no one's impervious.
Yeah,
to
no one's perfect, bro. We all make mistakes. And you guys, I'm sure you guys have seen all the growth, you know what I'm saying, between me controlling my temper, Fresh speaking a little bit better, Chris speaking better, and Mo losing weight. So, you know, we're all self-improving here, man. No one's perfect. And we're all improving here together on our journeys individually. So I'll read some of the,
Red
Rabbit. Red Rabbit right here, $200. Thank you so much.
Supported, man. I've been seeing him a lot.
Number one podcast in the world, but I wish you were around when my two friends off themselves. My words weren't enough if they only could have seen that they weren't the only ones going through pain and heartache. Oh, my mic has some kind of sound
Thanks
issue
for
right
the
now.
Care and passion you Go put ahead. In and helping and saving men. Much love. Yeah, man. Honestly, we're here now, but man, that sucks that they had to go through that and pass away, bro. So
right, yeah, and that's why, like I said before, guys, even when I don't feel like doing something, I do it anyway because I know that, doing this podcast episode or going to the gym or posting maybe on Instagram or whatever, it's going to help someone like, you know what, man, I need to fucking get to the gym or you know what, man, I need to do this or whatever. And I can't fail because if I fail, then a lot of guys look to me like, yo, you're my inspiration, whatever it may be. And it's like, it's kind of crazy because it's like, oh, you're like the big brother I never had, or you guys are like a father figure I never had. And it's like, damn, like that's a lot of pressure. We didn't think we would get like this big, but now we have a responsibility where we have to, put out the best content. And like I said before, man, you guys give us energy and then it gives us the energy to go ahead and put out the content. And there's no failure is not an option now. So thank you guys so much for the support.
So mine, the dad or brother you never had. Oh, just a cool older brother. There you go.
Shout out to Peanut, by the way.
Peanut Patootie.
Yeah, shout out to Peanut.
Yeah, you're trolling.
All right, cool. So I'll read these chats real quick. Fresh BBC. Hey, yo, Fresh, next time you let a bunch of 304s touch up on the Lambo and the homie here and the homie hero, they better be touching me that night. Unacceptable, bro. Goose Island, you're going to call in. Got your number. Cool. So what? Y'all hear they canceled The Real by Fox. Yes, they did cancel The Real. A.K.A.
But hold on. I don't want to promote that because you know what? This canceled thing is going out of control.
No. They canceled them because they weren't getting views.
Oh.
They didn't cancel them because they're content. They canceled them because they're trash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, mainstream television is suffering right now, bro. Like, they can't get views. Because here's the thing. People are slowly fucking waking up, man. Because I'll tell you guys this. there's been an influx of girls sending me messages saying, hey, I like your podcast, blah, blah, blah. I think women deep down are waking up. And then, hell, one of the girls that was on the show, they play our podcast in the salon.
Yeah.
Right? And it triggers a lot of the girls, but they can't stop watching. You want to know why? Because they know we're telling the truth. For once, it's men telling girls to their face, you ain't that special.
I'm just saying, everyone should have an outlet to, you know, say what they want to say, whether it's good, bad, whether...
For sure.
At the same time, look, is the content really helping people? Maybe not. But it's there for entertainment. That's why I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. But I get what you're saying if it's not getting views.
Yeah, it's just not getting views.
It's a network.
Like, yeah, it's a TV network. And like I said, man, you can, Dr. Phil, Oprah, whatever, all these, like, you know, daytime talk shows, like, they lie to women, bro. They lie to them. They don't tell them, like, the truth.
Facts.
Dr. Oz, these niggas all be capping to make money. And it's like, oh,
it's a money
okay,
grab.
You can be fat or you could take these weight loss pills or whatever. No, stop being undisciplined. Go to the fucking gym. Stop listening to your dumbass girlfriends. Stop being a slut, and you'll probably get a good guy. But no one wants to say that.
I did a photo shoot with some of the cars, right? And the guy doing the photo shoot, I thought it was Mike Wood. He moved from, I believe it's Tennessee. I forgot where he moved from, right? But he broke up with his girlfriend. She broke up with him. He was depressed. He didn't know what to do. So he started watching the podcast. He got over that depression. He started becoming a better person, hitting the gym, stopped smoking, stopped drinking.
Good.
And he came over here to take a chance to, like, you know, become better. He met me at Moxie's, right? We spoke for a little bit. And he did a photo shoot for us, did an awesome job. And shout out to him, man. But once again, the information that we give to people, and men especially, helps them move forward. So
that's what it's about, man, because there's not that many male spaces that help guys out, you know? And it's annoying, too, because it's like angry chicks come over to our shit and complain, you guys are misogynists and talking shit. It's like, bro, I don't go to the feminist blogs or the fucking misandry blog.
You don't.
And talk shit about y'all. Like, I don't care about what the fuck you dumb hoes say. Like, if you guys want to go ahead and bash men or whatever, cool, go ahead. I don't care. Like, we don't care. But I'll never understand, like, you know, these woke mob people, these SJWs, these, you know, radical feminists, whatever, they love to come over on our side of the internet, talk about us, and then literally get brigades to report us. Like, I'm like, what the hell? Like, who are you guys? Why do you care what we're saying? Like, why do you care? You want to know why? Because we're telling the goddamn truth.
Yeah.
When you're telling the truth and you take away leverage from women, they're always going to feel some type of way and get mad and go ahead and call you names. You're a misogynist. You're insecure. Small dick energy. You guys are toxic. Blah, 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 blah.
Who hurt you, Myron?
But there's fucking YouTube channels out there and videos that teach girls how to finesse dudes like it's nothing. Oh, here's how to get a sugar daddy. Here's how to do this. Here's how to go on a date without paying. All this stuff is completely acceptable. There's nothing wrong with exploiting men. But once we teach guys how to not get exploited and exploit back, hold on.
It's a big problem.
Damn it. You fucking assholes are out here teaching guys how to not pay for dates and how to not be assholes and how to get sex. That's manipulation. You know
manipulation.
What I'm saying? Like even dudes be trying to say that shit. Like when we're on Flagrant, he was trying to say, one of the dudes,
the guy in the back.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay.
He was like, yeah, I saw TikTok and you're like teaching guys how to manipulate sex out of girls. I was like, what the, like, is this the world that we're in now? Where even we got dudes out here attacking each other, trying to say some shit. Meanwhile, we let women go around and teach other girls how to manipulate men out of money and box and all this other shit. And meanwhile, like, I'm telling guys, okay, man, this is how you defend against it. Whoa, that's manipulation back. Hey, man, you got to fight fire with fire.
Listen, there's a game being played here, and either you know what's happening or you don't, and you get finessed, man. So we're telling guys, hey, here's how you play the game at the same rate. To either be equal footing or have a better understanding, because if you don't, you're going to lose. So,
Cameron featuring Jay-Z, New York City. There's a war going on outside no man is safe from. It don't matter if you're 3 feet or 8'1". And that war, my friends, is the gender wars that's going on right now.
Facts, man.
Okay? A lot of you guys are taking L's from women. And it's fine. That's why we're here to, like, teach you guys, because, yo, we're in Miami. We're in Finesse Central. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't think that we're impervious to getting finessed too, guys. Girls try us all the time too. You know, and I would argue when you have a little bit of clout, you got some money, whatever they're going, it's even
more
brazen.
It's more intentional.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to know what you're doing, man. You got to know how to deal with these chicks, because they be on some bullshit. They be out here trying to, like, oh, let me get some money out of this guy. Let me get some clout out of this guy, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's your job as a man to understand what your resource is. Protect that commodity and then do exactly what girls do to us, back to them.
Bro.
Leverage your commodity against them.
Yes,
just like they leverage their commodity against you.
I'm on Instagram, right? Following this chick. I met her in the club. She said, yeah, I'll come over, but you got to pay me. I was like, what?
What?
Mind you, right? Nigga was horny as hell. I thought about it. I was like, hold on. You mean you're telling me I met you in the club, right? Hello chemistry. And now you want to charge me because I'm somebody? Hell no.
What?
But see, we get tempted every single day.
Yep.
It's like, bro, it's right there in front of you. So
yep.
She's bad as hell.
Yep. But, yep. And they'll try you.
But
they will try you.
Most niggas will pay too. So
yeah. And they will. That's the other thing too.
Yeah.
Guys, I want y'all to understand the reason why the girls act the way they do is because they've been able to get away with it for so goddamn long.
Yeah.
When you got girls putting Cash Apps on their goddamn Tinder profiles, their Venmos, or you got girls like telling you like, oh yeah, it's gonna be $300 to take me out on a date or whatever. I need you guys to wait. Hold on. How is this girl so brazen asking for money up front like this? You want to know why? Because there are 50 niggas ahead of you that probably did pay.
100%.
Okay? So this is the world that we're in now. And people, oh, my God. Not all girls are like that. Not all girls are like these chicks in Miami. Listen, you fucking dummy. We get messages from girls all over the place. Just because you might not see that side doesn't necessarily mean it ain't happening, guys. I'm telling y'all, there's a dark side, the female nature, that you guys are not seeing because you guys might live in a, you know, ho-bunk little town somewhere. Oh, no, she would never be like that. That's fine. That girl might not be that way right now, but they're capable of it, and they do enact on it, guys. Like,
and whatever it is, bro, every girl has a price on some level. Either it's the lifestyle, either it's clout, either it's money, but at some level, she has a price. And if the guy's willing to give that up front, you never know.
Yeah, it's not that every girl is, guys. It's that every girl is capable. That's what we're trying to tell y'all, man. So, like, you gotta get your, like, you know, your white knight glasses off and understand that this is the sexual marketplace now. Things have changed significantly, all right? Girls that you won't even expect are doing this shit. And the crazy part is a lot of these chicks be regular, very average.
Yep.
Yo, we had a chick on the show bragging about, oh, yeah, I fucked Future and he nutted in me. Regular chick?
Yeah.
Regular chick, bro.
Yeah. That's
regular wild, ass man. Chick. These regular ass chicks have access to 0.001% of guys, bro. This is the sexual marketplace we're in, guys. Times have changed significantly. So you have to level up. There's no way around it. Y'all hear they cancel? Oh, no, read that one. DJ Berserk, FNF for Life question. I'm a DJ and I've been DJing for over 10 years in all the major clubs in New Orleans. How do I network to get more connections? Actually going to my DJ gig now.
So we just spoke about this earlier. We're going to make a networking course, me and Myron. It's going to be detailed down to the bone from A to Z, how to become a networker and get what you want in life. And actually, on the No Jumper podcast, their new employee spoke about how he DM'd Adam from Instagram using our techniques for networking, and he got a job with Adam 22.
There you go. And shout out to the No Jumper staff, and shout out to him as well, man.
Yep.
You know, show love to all the other podcasts out there. So shout out to them. Go check them out.
Yep.
Mr. K, you ought to be considering making an FNF website with all your videos backed up. We support you guys fully. Okay, we're already. So thank you for mentioning that. Yo, Mo has been actually backing up all of our videos. We have them all, and we're caught up to date. And the two videos that were actually removed, guys, were Mo, can you tell the people real quick what those videos were that were removed? Because yeah, I'm trying to remember which ones they were.
It was the episode with quote unquote Bow Wow.
Oh yeah, it is, and then Corey Pritchett. Yep.
From the YouTuber.
Yeah, so I think one of the videos was like, if girls didn't have pussies, would men deal with them? Which I know that's a crazy title. But that one, and then what was the other one again, Mo? The title of the one with Corey?
I don't remember the exact title. I backed it up in masses like at
But the point I'm trying to make is, so those videos aren't on YouTube anymore, guys, but they're going to go on patreon.com/stressstrip for y'all. We'll probably have them uploaded for you guys tonight in there, up there. But those two videos are going to be there. Okay. But we do have our videos backed up. And we are working on a website right now as we speak, matter of fact. Hey, when are you guys going to publish a book? $2 from DK and Muff. I don't know. That's going to be tough, bro. Writing a book is very, very, very time-consuming.
We make video content, man.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Gracie Habib, I know I'm not the targeted audience, but I actually found you guys through a hate video and then really enjoyed the content, so I stayed. Hey!
Someone sent me a video saying they were looking for our videos on YouTube, and they saw an ad of a guy in a red hat talking shit about us right before our video.
Red hat.
Wink, wink.
Oh, okay. All right, bro, at this point, everyone's talking shit about us. But I will say this. We have brought a lot, because it's funny, because people are like, yo, who are these FNF guys? Let's go look at their videos. And then they'll say, they're like, damn, these niggas are entertaining. Okay, no wonder they're hating on them. Okay, I'm going to stay. So we've actually gotten a bunch of supporters from, like, haters. So shout out to the haters. Free advert. You guys are literally an unpaid marketing team, haters.
Facts, bro.
Okay, we got Rod Eric on the line. Cool. We got Robertson as Myron. What measure are you going to put in place in order to prevent your future daughter to be a 304? It will be an abortion, my friend. No, I'm just kidding. Kendrick Lamar, I no longer care about women. I just want to make money. That's the true happiness and lifestyle of being rich. Yeah, man, you'll be able to do what you want to do. Mika Andrews, $10. Thank you. Slow, can we get a weight update from Big Mo?
Oh,
$2.
True.
All right, cool. Let's do it. Transitioning over to Mo's fat loss journey.
The weight today is 473. Another 2 pounds down.
Sheesh. Good job, my boy. Doing his thing. All right, we got here, Cigar Man 85, $5 says, who's a better rapper, Young Boy or Playboy Cardi? A person at Agent Fit wants to know, LOL. That's pretty obvious.
I don't listen to either of them. So I don't know. I don't listen to either.
I will say, without a shadow of a doubt, obviously NBA Young Boy. But who do I prefer? Playboy Cardi. I like the beats, man. They're fire.
Oh, and then also one thing, too, because I saw that some people were, like, criticizing Mo's fat loss journey, saying, like, hey, he's losing weight too slowly. So here's the thing, guys, when it comes to fat loss. You got to lose weight at a very slow rate. And the reason why you got to lose weight at a slow rate is that, number one, it's sustainable. Number two, you don't feel like shit while you're doing it. And then, number three, you're able to keep your training intensity fairly high while you're losing the weight because your calories aren't that low, okay? And the thing is, guys, when it comes to fat loss is you want to lose – you want to lose weight at somewhere between 0.5% to 1% of total body weight per week. Now, we're going a little bit slower with that with Mo. Why? Because I want Mo, right, to not feel like he's dieting, which is going to do what? Increase his adherence. And if his adherence is increased, he's going to stick to it, and he's not going to, you know, fall off the wagon. He's going to continue to lose weight. And more importantly, right, we're not going to have a drastic weight loss where there might be some more loose skin. He's going to feel like shit. He's going to feel weak, whatever, because the goal, guys, is to get him not just to lose weight, but also to build some muscle mass in the process, to improve his aesthetics, to change his body composition. So you got to understand that we're also building muscle while simultaneously losing body fat. So that might not necessarily reflect on the scale, but what it will reflect in is the measurements, okay? That's why he's been able to drop several pant sizes in a short amount of time, despite the fact that he hasn't lost that much weight from a numerical standpoint, okay? So you guys got to understand that body composition overrides the scale every single time. One more time for you motherfuckers. And like I said, I used to run a fitness channel, guys, so this is like stuff that I have memorized and burned in the back of my mind. Body composition always overrides the fucking scale. When I was losing weight, there were times where when I got fat up to 250 pounds and I was losing weight, there were times the scale didn't move, but I would lose half an inch, quarter inch off my waist. What does that mean? Well, that's a very good indication that you're preserving your lean body mass and you're losing body fat while simultaneously potentially even building muscle mass. So body composition, guys, means everything. It is not just the scale. The scale is a great tool, but you need to use the scale in conjunction with the mirror, a tape measure, pictures, etc. That's how you're going to be able to get a holistic approach towards your fat loss, because the goal here is fat loss, not weight loss. Again, the goal here is fat loss, not weight loss, and making a sustainable long-term so that when he does get to his target weight, he's going to fucking stay there and never be fat again. And the only way we're going to do that is by making sure that you get there nice and slow through sustainable means that he's going to be able to adhere for a lifetime. This is why so many diets fail, guys. The reason why 99% of diets fail is because they put them on some kind of drastic diet. Oh, you can't eat carbohydrates anymore. Oh, you can only eat food that was created 10,000 years ago. That's not sustainable for a long period of time. So people will lose the weight, right, starve themselves, do all this super cardio, do all this extra shit, and then guess what? They get to their target weight, and then as soon as they get there, what do? They start eating carbohydrates again, they go back to eating how they ate before, and they blow right back up and become fat again. So this isn't about losing weight in the short term. This is about losing weight in the long term. It's a fucking marathon, not a sprint when it comes to fat loss. You always want to lose weight nice and slowly in a sustainable fashion. I'll take weight loss that's slow, sustainable over weight loss that's drastic and quick, because I know for a fact the former is going to keep the weight off. Okay, guys? I know what the fuck I'm doing when it comes to weight loss. I've gotten fat on purpose and lost weight on purpose. When it comes to fat loss and fitness in general and having an aesthetic body, this is my fucking wheelhouse. I could do a whole video just on how to lose body fat and or, you know, how to build muscle, whatever it may be, individually, right? But y'all niggas don't want that. So yeah, here we are.
I
want
to say one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm going to make it quick. Don't worry, Chris. I'm very proud of myself, because I've been putting in the effort. I've been putting in the work. I've been showing the work. I've been showing the results. I've been tracking my calories, because a wise man once said, what doesn't get tracked does not get managed.
Yep.
What doesn't get measured doesn't get managed. Thank you.
And look, so, if you want results in the flesh, man, right? The first couple of shows of this even podcast at the very beginning, I was mad chubby in the gut. 30 pounds later, a couple episodes down the road, lost the weight. Following my principles. So, like,
simple
guys,
stuff, just tracking calories.
He knows his stuff, man. If you don't track it, you can't measure it. And at that point, you can't really do better. So, there you go.
Go ahead, Mo. Sorry, you were saying.
And also, shout out to Chris. I did hear about you the other night where you actually said you were proud of me. Believe me, stuff like that, seeing that Chris is proud of me, seeing that Myron's seeing the results, Fresh seeing the results, and the rest of the FNF gang and my close friends seeing the results, hearing them being proud of me, that means a lot more than whatever criticism anyone has to say.
Yeah,
and
he has to lose weight. I told him we're going to keep roasting him until he loses weight.
Part, people in the chat roast Mo, right? But I want to see yourself, bro. How do you look? Because Mo's been definitely improving. Are you improving? That's
yeah.
the big question here. So.
Yeah, so guys, the biggest thing here, and the takeaway lesson, guys, is that the scale is just one component of the entire puzzle. You need to also take measurements as well. And if Mo is losing pant sizes, that's a good sign that he's losing body fat because he's losing it off of his stomach, which is what we want. All right? I listened to you on the gym. Keep me motivated. Got you. The Quailer. Christian Meza. Myron, use this to re-up the mangoes crispy. Ian, stick to peanut butter, Chris. I appreciate that, Christian Meza. 100, yeah, and those mango bags are expensive. They're like $7 a piece.
Damn.
Just stick a crispy eating them. I'm like, yo, come on, man. Jose, $100. Thank you so much.
How about we go to Chris's house and eat his food?
Yeah, he would be tight. He'd be tight.
For breakfast, nigga.
I still haven't been at Chris's place. God damn it.
You should.
Let's go Fresh and Fit.
Nah.
F&F does not hate. They just create. Always keeping it real. Road to 1 million. Exactly, man. Right. We don't need to bash other people to get views, even though everyone needs to bash us to get views. In this flawless America, you guys are the closer more than one generation will have for a strong male figure they can follow. Got y'all, man. Because yep. Here's the thing, too, guys. I don't know if you guys know this. I have a younger brother. He's 19. He's like he be calling me all the time, asking for advice, whatever. So a lot of you younger guys, like, you remind me of my younger brother. You know, I'm 32. I'm old as fuck now. So I'm really happy and, you know, honored to be able to, like, you know, help you guys out.
I've been seeing his gym post on Instagram. I'm like, yo, is that Myron? This is a little bit darker.
Yeah, he's a lot darker than me. That nigga, man. He's almost black as you. After last night's panel, I think you should update the delusion calculator to include minimum amount of jail time. Corey M., $10. We got you. And then we got erotic voodoo. Yo, mid-30s from a small town and raised by a single mom, 20K, the credit card debt, and now I realize I want what you guys have. Get to Miami and grind to take a few years in the military to get on track. Thanks. Yes, nothing wrong with joining the military, my friend. Mason Forcewood, what's good, fam? 5.5 inches, good enough for a woman. Yeah, it'll be fine. Brown King, David Bond, Miami, have you guys ever thought about having him as a guest? Dude's interesting as fuck. Yeah, we just got a very packed schedule, guys. We got some guests coming in the next couple weeks that it's gonna be crazy.
Yep.
AB Rabbit. Can I suggest that y'all use the term cognitive dissonance on these ladies? Bro, if I use that word, you guys will start hating me because, you know, all the girls exercise cognitive dissonance on a ridiculous level. The delusion is real. Number four, if you lose weight too fast, you have a flying squirrel suit. Yes, that's true, which means a lot of loose skin. And then Carl Fuqua, would it be a good idea for you guys to talk about the 1031 tax exchange in your Monday videos? Okay, so real quick. I was thinking about this last night while I was, doing some research. We will definitely do a real estate video for you guys. We already have one real estate step-by-step. What I'm going to do is, guys, I'm going to go ahead and give you, like, break down getting real estate property, how to properly sell your real estate if you're going to sell it, and or how to do a cash-out refinance. We're going to break all that stuff down and how the wealthy use real estate to stay wealthy and not pay taxes. So I'm going to do an episode exclusively on that. I know we did one with Steve as far as, like, not paying taxes legally, but we're going to do one specific to real estate only. Coming up soon. So I know a lot of you guys want to talk about the 1031 exchange, etc., which is a fantastic it's a fantastic tool in any real estate investor's repertoire.
I hate taxes, bro.
All right, phone lines.
Yeah, so let's hit the phone lines, guys. There's 2,400 of you guys in here. Do me a favor.
Like the video,
please.
Subscribe
to the channel as well.
All right, let's go with 9925.
1 mil on the way.
Well, what's up with y'all?
What's up, caller?
Hey, how y'all doing today, man? Gang, y'all back. Welcome back to the YouTube and shit. They fucked around and let y'all go. But look, that's what I wanted to say, man. I was watching the show that y'all had the other day. Well, it was Myron on that with Donovan Sharp and a few other guys and stuff. They were talking about Magdal. But what you were saying about most of the guys going their own way, that's really like a lot of y'all do have a similarities with that. And, like, most people don't understand. And a lot of dudes, they do want to try to do that little gang stuff and go against each other instead of try to build with each other. And Marvin, you pointed that out, that everybody that was in that spiff was basically going for some of the same thing, just going at it different ways.
So are you
– MGTOW.
I know I get that, but I'm just trying to understand. Like, so you're basically just saying, like, that there's a MGTOW community and they're, like, leaving the marketplace?
No, he's saying, like,
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, guys, whether you're – here's the thing. All right, so you got let's break this shit down. Because the whole sphere, right, whether you're red pill or a black pill or you're MGTOW or whatever, we all understand the uncomfortable realities of the current sexual marketplace. So that's like what we all understand that we're all using a knife, right? And the knife is RP awareness, all right? So whether you're a serial killer, a chef trying to make gourmet food, or a mediocre cook like myself, we're all using the same tools because we all have RP awareness to some degree about how the sexual marketplace is now. We understand that the family courts are fucked up. We understand that women are hypergamous. We understand that it's a global sexualized marketplace. We understand a lot of girls are delusional about what they actually deserve when it comes to men versus what they bring to the table. We all understand this. So everyone might react to the problem differently. Some guys decide, I'm going to leave the marketplace altogether. Some guys say, I'm just going to understand game and use it to my advantage and use hypergamy against a woman. Some guys are just like, fuck it, it's doom and gloom and we ain't getting no hoes. And then some guys just like say, fuck it, I'm just going to, you know, chill. Or some guys just, you know, use awareness and use it to their advantage and basically, you know, might go purple pill and get a family or whatever, but just understand that, like, women are not what you think, are not sugar and spice and everything nice. So here's the thing. We don't knock any guy's decision. You know, some guys decide, I just don't want to deal with women at all. Hey, I'm not going to knock y'all. We said on this podcast many times to the MGTOW guys, like, we get it. A lot of girls are not worth the hassle. We completely understand. We're not going to sit here and try to shame y'all like, you guys are fucking losers. Nah, like, it is a viable, I guess, approach to the current sexual marketplace. It's just that our thing is, we know most guys want to get girls. We know most guys do enjoy female company. So what we do is, if you want to get into the sexual marketplace and deal with the girls, we teach you guys how to do it from a risk-averse standpoint so that you don't get finessed by girls. Because we're here in Miami. We deal with these girls every single day. We probably have the biggest congregation of finessing-type chicks in the United States, if not the West in general. So we understand how to deal with these types of women, you know, very attractive, hypergamous women. Because I always say Miami is like the Olympics of hypergamy. So it's up to you how you want to deal with the current sexual marketplace problem. But we're not going to knock anybody for, you know, having certain views or adapting to it in a certain way. But we all have the same awareness on female nature.
Well, that's...
That's what I was saying. I was saying I understand that. That's what I was saying. I was basically agreeing with everything that you was saying on that. At the same time, yeah. I didn't know what MGTOW was until, like,
And it's crazy to me how guys in the space fight each other because we all have very similar views. It's crazy to me that, like, we're not, like, banding together and working together, like, all of us. You know, people are letting, like, stupid little riffs and beefs get in the middle, which I think is stupid because at the end of the day, we already got the whole left and feminism and all this other bullshit coming at us regardless. So we look like clowns in the mainstream media, to be honest, as far as like guys that, you know, put out this kind of content because we can't even get along with each other. We don't even have a unified front, which I think is terrible. But it is what it is, man. I mean, guys want to, you know, attack us or attack other content creators, which I think like is crazy. Even if I don't agree with someone in this side of the internet, we don't attack them, bro, because we're all going to look stupid, like, when you do that shit. So it's like we already got bigger problems, let alone we're attacking each other on this side of the internet because, you know, more guys need to get this type of information. If more guys had this type of information, we wouldn't have the divorce rates as high as they are. We wouldn't have guys getting finessed. We wouldn't have guys committing self-deletion at far higher rates. Like, this information needs to get out there, and it's sad that we can't all come together and work together and help each other out because we all have very similar beliefs. If you look at us versus another content creator on this side of the internet, we all agree on like 95% of the information. Maybe our tactics to deal with it are different, but we all agree on the foundation as to why we're here.
All right, caller.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Any detractors, it's fucking let their mama love them.
Facts.
All right, man. Thanks for calling into the show.
All right, let's go with 2713.
Hello?
What's up, man? Go ahead.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Not bad, bro. What's the question?
Yeah, so you know how you guys are always saying how we kind of need to sell girls like they what they want to hear. We gotta, you know how they fall in love with what they hear.
Yeah.
Okay, so say like I'm trying to, well, because obviously, you know, relationships aren't the goal. Because I'm a 22-year-old, so relationships aren't really what I'm looking for. But obviously, you know. You do want sex. So how do you go about selling a dream but not actually getting into a relationship?
Hey, man, remember how we said earlier, right? You tell them what they want to hear. Who's the one talking, right? So you control the dynamic, you control the frame. So if you know that you don't want a relationship, right, you give her just enough to get what you want, right? Make her obviously feel comfortable in a scenario, but you let her know what it is at the same time. So, for example, I'm outside doing my thing. Let's say I meet a girl, right? I'm going to talk to her, see what she's about.
I'm gonna let her know, hey, this is possible as an option, but it may not happen. It's a possibility. So lay it out as a possibility, not as a direct choice, and she'll either take it or not. But at the same time, you didn't say you're gonna be my girl. Say, yo, this is my lifestyle. This is what I'm about. And as a result, you know, you mess with me, it's possible you may get it, but it's not guaranteed. And that way, you don't have to take responsibility and say, you know what, damn, he promised me this. No, I showed you my lifestyle, showed you what I'm about, showed you a good time, and, you know, you're here right now, but it doesn't mean that you're going to be my girl. It's possible, but it doesn't mean that. So we're just saying, look, here's the data. Here's what you want to do. Deliver it to them in a way that they can understand it. You can take fun spots, dope experiences, but definitely, you know, not high investment, low investment, of course. But at the same time, you're saying, you know what, this is my lifestyle, this is what I'm about. Take it or leave it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Cool.
All right, call me.
All right, thanks.
All right, bro. Yeah, I think guys, the problem is that a lot of guys, they'll like try to like make it seem like, oh, I got to be with this girl. You don't have to, bro.
No, you don't.
Like, dude,
you really don't.
We're spinning plates like every single day. It's like, bro.
Yeah, facts. 8952.
We have a first aid blueprint as well.
Yes.
Through the step by step.
Well, speaking of which, yeah, too, we're going to re-release DMs on Demand.
Yeah.
This whole strike thing fucked us up, but we're going to probably release it
we got a Zoom call outlaying from A to Z how to sell the dream and basically set up the first day blueprint to get laid because, guys, it's a process, right? Once you figure out that process and that set of rules, I'm telling you right now, it's not that hard. So,
Big facts.
What's
the
caller?
Go ahead, man.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? So – I've been messing with this pretty young thing. Her name's Raquel. She's a nice chocolate lady, you know. Last time we was fornicating, she was saying she wanted me to talk dirty to her. So I said, who's your daddy? And she kind of got a little upset. She said I didn't know. And she got up and left. She left a note on the refrigerator.
You trolling, bro.
She left a note. No, I'm serious, man. Look, and then she left a note on the refrigerator. And she said it isn't working. So I was wondering what you guys think I should do.
I think you're trolling, bro.
Yeah, you got to be trolling, my guy.
Bro.
But let's say you're being serious.
Yeah.
Well, what'd you tell them?
I mean, here's the thing. If you honestly told a girl, who's your daddy, and then she responded with, he's not in my life, clearly what happened is that you probably didn't, like, you didn't establish like a seductive frame so that she would interpret it the correct way. Like you probably had a conversation about like, oh, so tell me about your family. Oh, well, my family, blah, blah, blah. Hey, you like to get turned on? Yeah, I do. Okay. Who's your daddy, girl? And that just kills the vibe. So you probably weren't in the correct frame when you were speaking
bro,
with her.
You should have been smashing when you said that.
Yeah. But I think he's trolling.
Choking
bro.
Her neck.
He's like trolling.
Front to back.
All right.
Hey, who's your...
No, I'm not trolling. Thing. I promise, man. That was a serious question.
Yeah, all right, okay,
so you probably
I appreciate it. I probably just said it wrong. I agree.
Just see me to Raquel, make sure you're smashing, then say it. Don't just say, like, bitch, who's your daddy? You feel me?
No, we were in the middle of it already.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Nigga, she didn't like you, bro. Obviously. What? Are you serious?
Yeah, that's strange. Yeah, we're in the middle of smashing, and then all of a
sudden.
Wait,
hold on. What position?
It was a doggy.
Got fresh, bro.
Bro, you capping, dog. You capping, dog. All right, man. Get out of here.
All right, caller. There you go.
Remember, it's not what you say. It's how you say it. And also as well.
Especially with girls. Tone is very important
for them. If
you're
being serious and you're smashing, bro, she ain't like you like that, bro.
All right. He hung up the phone.
I think he's
told, 5458.
Nigga was like, yeehaw.
Yo.
What up, caller?
What's up, Rod?
What's good with y'all?
Rod Eric.
Yo.
What's good? What's going on? Going on with you guys, man. Shout out to the, you know, my Dallas crew. Shout out to you, Myron. Shout out to you, Fresh. You know, shout out to Chris. Shout out to Big Mo. You know, shout out to the My Gang. Shout out to the Discord. And then, you know, shout out to the FNF girls. You know, y'all doing y'all thing. So, yeah, man.
We see your Telegram chat with the schedule. So we'll go through it and then let you know for sure for Dallas.
Yeah. I wanted to just kind of get your take on that. What type of food do you like, Myron?
Healthy food.
Yeah, I try to eat stuff that
right.
is not going to make me fat.
Okay, I got you. Well, like you said, you know, when y'all come down here, we got you, you know, May 27th through the 29th. So, man, y'all take a look at the itinerary. Thank y'all for responding. You know, saying that's dope. So I appreciate you guys on that. We're working real hard.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in the show, bro. And we'll definitely link up with you. Like I said, this whole guys, like behind the scenes, it was like when we got like kicked off for a week, we were just trying to like get that shit all squared away and everything like that. So like we finally just got like today. So
yeah, shout out to you, bro.
So thank you, bro.
Yeah, and then one more thing, like you said, like as I progressed and watched the show, right, my Instagram has gotten better and better because you know y'all used to rate my shit, and right, so I know Fresh, you know, he's seen the most recent post. And it's crazy because the higher you climb in this Instagram shit, you see, like, weird shit. So I can imagine what y'all see, right? So so today, tell me why I got a DM from a chick in Miami, bro, talking about she want to be my sugar mama.
That's good shit, man.
Yo.
Tell her to flute you out.
So I was like, oh, shit, you know?
Yo, you'd be surprised, right, how much influence you have as a regular person on social media. If you post the right things, you're in the right environment, and dude, you get offers,
right,
man. I'm telling you, you get offers.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, and so I'm seeing what you're saying, Fresh. You know, and just continuing to climb in. So I do plan on getting into the DMs on demand because I do want to, you know, increase my shit for the networking purposes. You know, to really take over my city and to be, you know, where I need to be down here. And then, you know, of course, don't forget about the Nintendo Switch.
Oh no,
and,
I got it for you.
Yeah,
we said earlier one of the Adam's employers from No Jumper, he followed the rules we had in DMs on Demand. He bought the course.
Right.
He got himself a job, one of the biggest podcasts in L.A. So man, it's possible, man.
Yep.
And he flew from, I think, some random state to L.A. to get the job. So
yeah, shout out to him, man. Shout out to him and shout out to the whole No Jumper team.
You
yeah.
have a good Instagram page.
So,
know what to say. Don't be silly with it. Have good posts and make it work, man. Network.
Yeah,
cool.
So shout out to you guys. I shut up, man. And last but not least, you know, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying, Kool Aid man.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
this shit.
Yeah.
All right, y'all take care.
Get it, man.
Peace.
And then speaking of the Nintendo Switch and the giveaway, Mo, you want to give the people a quick update on that as far as like
PS5, the Rolex,
PlayStation 5, Rolex, all that other stuff, guys. We still have them. Don't worry, we're gonna mail them out, guys. Like I said, it's just that with all the crap that's been happening, as you guys know, every 2 weeks we get into some kind of trouble, whether it's them calling us racist, us getting our channel taken down, us getting our channel taken down again, whatever it is. Always something happening, bro, where we had to put it to the side. So I just said, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to put Mo in charge of it. Mo's going to handle it. So you want to give him a quick update on what's going on with that?
You guys are going to see, check your email. The emails that you guys use to register during that sweepstakes, the email is going to be bigmo.bitw@gmail.com. That is me. I'm going to be coordinating with you. So those who had entered, so check your email. I'm going to give you the updates from there.
Bam. All nice. Right. Thank you.
And it's going to be within the month. So within this month, check your emails. I got you guys.
All right. Cool.
You might be the winner.
Yeah. So yeah, if you were involved in FNF Spare Bomb, guys, don't worry. We have the stuff. We are definitely trying to get rid of it. Trust me. I've been texting them all this whole week. Like, I need to get rid of this stuff. We need to give it to the people, et cetera. It's just like I said, man, you guys know 2022 has been fucking really, they're coming at us, man.
Yes, I'd be worried though. I'd be like, all the chicks Maya's bringing to his spot, are they gonna steal the PS5?
Man,
come on, bro.
All the chicks.
They don't give a fuck. Man, you think girls give a shit? They don't even know what the PS5 is.
What is that?
Yeah, you never know, bro. What that shit is.
What a Rolex?
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, man, it's all locked up, bro.
let me.
I got a safe. Okay. Who's up next? Oh yeah, guys, we've got 2,700 guys in here. Do me a favor. I think we only got like 1,000 likes. Yo, like the goddamn video, bro. All right, so who's up next?
All right, let's go with 6619.
All right, 6619.
Yo, what up, Fresh and Myron? This is Monarchas 1 again and stuff. Hey, props, Fresh, for checking those girls that say that love, that's all they, money isn't important, only love. Shit, because that shit's toxic as hell. And Fresh, an idea, when you guys do the, comment money, like how much the comments are worth, you guys put like a number how much they are, like for the people that at your show late, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes they're like, you guys are at $20, sometimes at $50, and sometimes like that, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so when we to address that real fast, when we tell guys, hey guys, we're going to only read this much and this much up, it depends on who the guest is, how long we have to do the show, and then like how many chats are there. So like if it's a lot of chats or, you know, or we got a big guest in the house, or we got a lot of girls, or you know what it may be, we're just going to be like, hey, guys, listen, so we have to up the price up because to read chats because we want to make sure that we get through the show. Because I'm not going to lie, I do get a good amount of complaints from people like, oh, well, y'all should stop reading Super Chats on air. And I'm like, no, we're never going to stop doing that because we want y'all to have a voice in the show, too. It's an interactive podcast.
Could you imagine if we read every single chat, every show?
Yeah, it would be tough.
bro.
It'd be tough.
No, I was just saying, like, you guys could put like a sign of what the price is at already.
We always read all the chats in the beginning, and then Chris does a really good job of like knowing like, okay, this came in before we made this announcement. We're going to read it anyway. Or if like you're a mod or you're somebody that's like been a long time supporter, we'll read your chat even if it's below the threshold. But in general, you have to up it, man, just to keep the show going, dude.
Yeah, sometimes I catch you guys in the middle of the show because like I'm always working and stuff. And I have a question like for the panel of girls that you guys get later on tonight, if you guys could ask them. And make sure you keep checking these motherfuckers that always say that, oh, money isn't important and love is all that. You know that typical strategy they always use, which is bullshit? Like, love can't pay for bills. Love can't – I don't understand why they don't get that shit through their head. But I know you've been asking this.
They're women, bro. You know
times.
This.
They don't want to say
they can't, yeah, they can't say, yo,
they don't
want
to say out loud.
You guys got to remember, like, a lot of these girls, like, they're like regular chicks that, like, just have an Instagram. And, like, they're just like – so they're not going to get on air and be like, oh, nah, I need you to provide me all this money. Like, bro, we all know women cap all day to make themselves look a certain way, bro. They can't say the unflattering truths about how they really move. They can't. So it's like,
it's your job. Poison is, though. It's very toxic.
Welcome to the sexual marketplace, my friend. That's why this podcast is blown up, because we show the ridiculous hypocrisy in modern day women. They say one thing and they do another. It's just that the thing is, guys, is that in the RP space and this side of the internet where we talk about female nature, people have been, you know, talking about this shit for two, three decades. Oh, women are hypocritical. Women do one thing and say another, blah, blah, blah. This is the first – our podcast is the first time where people can actually see it with their own two fucking eyes in 1080p, the ridiculous hypocrisy of modern-day women, bro. People have known this shit for almost 20, 30 years, but we're the only ones putting out on display for y'all every single day for so you guys can see the delusion. So you can't get mad at it, bro. You just can't. You just got to accept it.
Yeah. Hey, the question I want you guys to – if you guys could ask this later on your podcast to the girls, like ask it like in this way for they could like feel it, because every time you ask it in a different way, they're not going to feel it. Like say – like ask them if – because they always say that they expect why don't guys get married anymore and all that stuff, but – and they don't – I don't understand why they don't get it, but if you tell them like this, like the way where like you say it to them in a way where like all you girls, like say if you guys got married and the guy – divorces you and the court gave him all the rights and took away your kids, took away your money, took away half your house. And like, that means you got to explain it to these bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like straight up be like, hey, look, the guy could do that because that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Bro, you still expect a man to get married? Why would you expect them to get married? You know?
Already, bro. But appreciate you, man.
Yeah. Like, yo, I mean,
already, bro.
Yeah, we've done this for a very long time, my friend, and we've talked to over 1,000 girls. I don't think you understand, like, that they don't know, bro, because they don't give a fuck. Like, do you not understand? Like, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, if you take the average girl, she's not going to know that women initiate 80% of divorces. She's not going to know that men get destroyed in divorce court. She's not going to know that men pay 90% of alimony, or that the kids always get taken and get given to the mom. They don't know this shit, bro. So they don't care. They don't care. They don't know. Not only do they not know, they don't know. They don't care to know either, because it doesn't affect them. Like, the thing is, bro, is that your issue right now is you're doing exactly what women do. You're assuming that they're logical creatures that, like, can go ahead and be empathetic. They can't, bro. I've shown you guys on this podcast a million times.
Oh,
when I put
true.
Them,
you're right.
They cannot put themselves out of their own two shoes. When I give a description, what happens? Oh, well, I'm not like that. You stupid bitch. We're not talking about you. But I'm not like that. I'm not like that. You don't understand that women, it's very difficult for them to be empathetic. So what I have to do, I'm sure you guys have noticed this now at this point, is I have to give an analogy where I hit them in their shoes and make them feel some kind of pain. And then once they feel that pain, then I reverse it. And I say, this is how men feel. That's the only way they understand, bro. That's the only way. So I have to make them feel the pain themselves as a woman. Then I can give them what the male equivalent is. Because if I give them just the male equivalent, they don't give a fuck and they don't care and they don't know.
Nicola, this is human nature. This is the way it is. We can't change their nature. We're just highlighting it so you can see it.
No, I like
and
that.
As a result, you know what it is. You know how to maneuver. You don't get mad at it. You understand it and you move forward. But you don't.
That's cool. That's cool.
You can't change women, bro.
Hey, bro. Another thing too. You want to see? If you think this is easy and you can explain it to them, go ahead and get in an argument with some girls that you know, and let me know how it goes.
Yeah, no, you guys are doing a good job. No, you guys are doing good. I love the show, bro. No, you guys are good, bro. No, fuck that shit. Dude. You guys are doing good, Freshie. You're doing a solid to everybody, man. I just wanted to just say an appreciation. I'm just throwing it out there, you know.
All right, cool.
Shout out to you, bro.
All right, thanks, fam.
Yeah, why is on like a baby Ben Shapiro? I don't know why he's on like that, bro.
All right.
Shout out to Carter,
let's go with 2016.
What'd it do?
Hello?
What's up, caller?
Hello, Mr. Myron. Mr. Fresh, can you hear me?
Yo.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Holy.
Hello?
All right, caller, you pay $10. What's up?
What's the question, bro?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Go once.
Yeah, we can hear you, bro.
Go twice.
Yeah.
All right. So.
All right. Listen. Call again, please. Are you tripping, man? Let's go with 3656.
What up, caller?
Hey, what's going on? Am I in? Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
We got you. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Myron? Don't play with them whole games. Big Fresh, extra icy today. I fuck with the chain, bro. What's good, Chris? What's good, Mo? Talk about Sezo. I want to know, man, because I'm thinking about starting this T-shirt business. This is a question for Fresh, actually, because I know he's good at networking. What do I have to do, really, man, to really get my brand out there and get people to rock my shit, bro? And I want to start making money right away. I'm not going to lie to you.
Bro, the fastest way, bro, is to come out unique, strong, and with influence. And the three key things for marketing you got to understand is people need to see it on others that they respect and they want to be. And thirdly, it needs to be in mm-hmm. their face constantly. So best way to get your brand out there ASAP is either pay influencers to wear your stuff, have them shout it out, or have your friends, family, everyone you know rock the shit, post it on Instagram, post it on Facebook, post it everywhere. It's basically you're doing two strategies here. You're doing guerrilla marketing, which is everyone that you know wear it, support it, post it. And then regarding fame jacking, you're having celebrities or influencers that you can reach out to either by Instagram, email, or via a manager. Say, hey, you know, I want to pay the promoter, pay to promote this shirt here. Let me know the amount. You pay them, and then they wear it. Oh, go follow my boy. What's your name?
Call me Cash, bro.
Go follow my boy Cash. He got a new brand out. Boom. They wear the shirt. They promote you. You get some of their audience to look at your stuff. Basically, all you're doing, bro, is that you're getting their audience to look at what you're doing and then come on to you as a new source for clothing. But at the same time, you have your people as well do the same thing, and that's how you get your name out there. Now, for long-term marketing, though, to make this stand the test of time, you have to have, and I repeat, you have to have in your stable constant source that they can see it constantly, either from social media, either from a channel on YouTube, but you have to see it in real time. Like, for example, the best person I know in marketing that I've known is Ty Lopez. That nigga was everywhere at the same time, always in your face. That is how your brand has to be in today's current climate, because there's many T-shirt brands out there, there's many clothing brands out there. How do you stand out? Is it unique? Is everyone wearing it? Who's wearing it? That's what they're going to actually follow your brand, bro.
Okay. With that, were you saying that? Do you guys have a P.O. box? I could send you guys some free gear or anything like that?
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you. I have not checked the P.O. box in like a month.
I know, bro.
I didn't go check it, honestly. But yeah, we got a P.O. box. If you go to my vlog channel, it's in my description.
Hey, I might, you might rock, you might fuck with it, man. I'm telling you, like, I think my shit is pretty hard. You might rock with it.
I've been wearing y'all shit in the vlog sometimes. Yeah.
All right, caller.
All right, man. That's all I had to say. Thank you so much.
All right, G.
Cool.
Let's read some chats.
Let's hit the phone lines again, because I see a lot of the chats here are phone numbers. So, guys, what we'll do is if you super chat in your number, Chris is going to put it on the air. He's going to show it, but I won't read it just so that, you know, for the purposes of, like, making sure we get everyone on the line. Because the less time I spend reading chats, the more time I can, like, you know, especially if you're chatting in just to get your phone number shown. But if it's, you know, or if you're, like, making a comment, then I'll read it. But if it's just super chatting and get your phone number shown, we'll put it on screen, and then we'll go to phone lines. That way I can get as many people through the phone lines as possible. We got 3,000 of you guys in here, so please like the video.
Okay,
so,
let's go with 0534.
All right.
Hunnids are fresh.
Hunnids are fresh.
Yeah, what's
up, bro? What's up, man? Welcome.
What up, G?
It's been a minute, man. I ain't talked to y'all in a minute. Or been around. I've been busy like a motherfucker.
Good.
It's hard to believe. It's been 16 weeks
since that 500K party, bro. Y'all already have 650.
Tell them how the party was, D. You got flown out. You got top tier service in Lambo.
Awesome,
living
bro.
Lifestyle.
I ain't gonna lie.
What it was,
nigga?
Huh?
That was funny as hell. I said it was fun.
Yes, sir. You with the gang, man.
Yeah, and but real quick though, I just wanted to say I'm proud of y'all for that. And then for the dude, the previous caller, if you have a website, because I actually have my own store as well. I started a side hustle. So if you have your own store, what you can do is free advertising. This is where you can do free advertisement. You use TikTok. Personally, I hate that app, but I use it to I use it as well as free advertisement. You can even – you create an account, and what you do is you make – an account and act like a personal how can I put this, you act like a customer and review and promote the product, and when you and once you actually get traffic, you can send them to your store, like through either put the name in the comments, or if you have
an affiliate
name of it.
Link.
Get the link. Yeah, the affiliate. Yes, thank you.
Yo.
Oh, okay, I can't think of it now.
It's funny.
That's a good way to do it, and it's really easy to get to go viral on TikTok, bro. It's stupid
I'll
fucking
put that
easy.
In the networking shit, you little bastard. That's just a good technique there.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, that's fire, bro. And then also reach out to other people as well.
Yeah,
to do the marketing.
As well. Bro, if you're on TikTok, right, have girls that twerk, wear your shit, bro. It'll blow up. Like, how girls
yeah,
actually do
a lot of thirsty motherfuckers on there.
Your merch, bro, shit is going to go viral.
All right, cool. And we
yeah,
got Straight
TV. But that's about
you guys
it.
Are doing God's work. I'm on the phone, on the call waiting. Thank you so much, Straight TV. Doing God's work. We're trying. Sorry, go ahead.
Ninja Fresh. Yo, nigga.
He's
Fresh, bro. He's in here chilling. Roast this nigga, bro. Come on, man.
Hey, Chris.
Slash, dog.
Chris.
What's up?
You got a big-ass head, nigga. How your ears start on your neck?
Yo, how are you 7 years old now, man? You about what? How tall are you, man? Like 5'5"?
No, I'm 5'7". I'm 150 pounds. I'll still whoop your ass.
Bro, I thought you was one of my students, man. I'm like, man, who let my kid in here? My students inside. No, hey, the shirt you was wearing last time, you was in the studio, bro? Charlie Brown, much?
Hey, he was my weird.
Hey, bro.
He was like,
what the
fuck
is this nigga wearing, bro?
Hey, how your hair tall is Myron, though?
Oh, wait, hold on. What did he say?
He said, how's your head as tall as Myron?
Oh, nigga. I know what you ain't talking, man. Because you can't even see over that shit, man.
All right, bro.
All right, he ain't for the smoke today.
You know,
all right, he's gonna come with no jokes
really
today.
Didn't come for the roast today. He fucking me up. I'm not in the mood for that, man.
Yeah,
I'm on your ass though.
That nigga's right, garbage. So we're gonna move on.
That was a lame ass roast. I ain't gonna lie. That was
terrible. You need to train up for a week and come back on next Friday and roast Chris, bro.
Yeah, I was eating the whole time.
All right, peace.
All right, next. All right, let's go with the same thing, 2016 again. Hopefully you're ready this time.
Hello?
Yeah, you ready, man?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, my gosh, bro. You paid 10 bucks for this shit, man.
Yo,
can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
bro, we
man.
Got you, man.
I can't.
Man. All right, how's it going, Mr. Gaines, Mr. Weeks? My name is Ron. I have a question for y'all. My question is, is it better when you're buying a house, is it better to go with a going bank to bank, finding the best deal on an interest rate, or going with the retailers, what they suggest you go with?
I just
bought my first house. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, interest rate, man, is always going to be dependent upon your credit score and you know how much money you put down, whatever. But you know, once you get a quote, take that quote that you have and go to other banks and shop it around, because the thing is that when they do that hard inquiry, what you're going to be able to do is you're going to be able to get a bunch of different quotes at that same time, and it's going to all count as one hard inquiry. So because they know that people shop rates when they're trying to buy a house. So it's very common for you to get multiple. You're going to get the hard thing anyway. You might as well get your money's worth and go shopping around and go to all the banks that you can go to and get the best rate. And they're going to try to compete, because at the end of the day, the banks are in the business of giving out loans with interest.
And
so,
choose the best rate.
And
right.
Choose the best.
Usually credit unions have the best rates.
Cool.
Credit unions. Yeah, I think it's because I just bought my first house, and it's my first time going through this. I'm 22, so I'm a little nervous. I'm scared to go through this, but, you know, I just trying to find the best options I could get. But, you know, I don't know how you guys deal with these girls sometimes. It's already a headache for me. I don't know how y'all do it every night. But shout out to y'all. I really like your content, and, I mean, I'll keep on supporting. Thank you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, bro. And don't be scared. Buy that house, man. It's an asset, my friend. Don't be scared to buy assets, okay? All right.
Cool. All right. Thank you.
All
right, G. Good job, man.
Yeah, go work, bro. 22 years old buying a house. Excellent. Who's up next?
Legendary.
Let's see. Let's go with one second. Make sure everyone's
here. Yeah, what are the likes at? I hate looking at my phone, man. You guys forced me to do this stupid shit.
All right, let's go with 7913. Had to wait for a little bit.
7193 with
color.
Yeah, we only got 1.6K likes, man. Guys, get us to at least 2,500. It should be 2,500 easy.
Damn.
Like the goddamn video right now, all right? I don't want to have to put these ninja masks on.
Yo, who is here every day of the week giving y'all free content? We could be on side traveling, getting lit. Tell the tape about this, man. We're here every day, man.
Yeah, every day, man. Yeah.
Come on, y'all. I like the video at least.
Yeah, I like the video, guys. All right, go ahead, caller. What's up?
We're calling.
Peter Griffin.
Hey, Griffin. How you doing, Peter? Easy. Giggity.
He paid for this. He paid to do it, so.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
All right. Shout out to you, Peter Griffin.
Shout out to you, brother. Right.
He's gone. He's waited for, like, about an hour for that shit. let's go with 9995.
Yo, you know that when you're on a phone call with your boy, right? FaceTime.
Hey, guys, are you there?
Yeah, we're here. What's up?
Yeah, what's up, caller?
Oh, hey, guys. Yeah, I did the multiple places last week on a date. That was a great tip. Just to give you guys a little background about myself.
Yeah.
I've always been kind of on my purpose and on my goals, so I kind of watch your show for just to refine my skills. I got a couple questions for you. So I live
one
in
question,
Toronto
one
here.
One question.
Yeah. So I live in Toronto. The housing market here is absurd. I actually have about 20 rentals in Central Florida, and I'm trying to decide, like, when I should just pull the plug and get a place for myself. Because for me, like, as I'm trying to build, I'm only 29. If I can keep buying rentals, I will. But, like, when should I draw that line? Like, I've always been kind of successful with girls, but now that I'm turning 30, I'm trying to decide, like, should I take a plunge and rent a place, or should I just keep trying to buy more real estate?
Keep buying more real estate, bro. Keep buying more real estate. And like,
how old are you?
He's 29. He's gonna be.
I'm 29.
Yeah, you got time, bro.
Yeah, you got time, bro. Yeah, just keep buying real estate, man. And here's the thing: like, instead of figuring out, like, oh, how many rentals do I need? Figure out how much money do you need per month for you to be happy, or like for you to like live your life, right? So maybe it might be 10K, maybe it might be 15K, maybe it might be 20K. With you owning 20 doors, I'm assuming you're probably bringing in somewhere between 10 to 20K per month. So it depends on you
and
how much
gross.
You
on
want.
Gross basis.
Yeah. I'm going off of how much do you want to actually like net. So whatever that number, that magic number is for you to net, hit that number, and then from there, then you can decide. Okay, do I want to keep scaling, or do I want to kind of just chill here? I suggest you just keep scaling. Maybe not at the same rate, but always keep going up, because if you're not progressing, you're gonna always be regressing. So that's my take on it, man. But yeah, just keep buying real estate, bro.
If you're in Toronto, bro, get out of Toronto.
Get the fuck out of Canada.
What you should do is house hack, buy a property here, live one of the units, rent out the other units, and then that way you live rent free.
It's gonna be a little bit different for him though, because I'm assuming you're a Canadian citizen.
Yeah, I am, but I have my properties in Central Florida an LLC, and the reason I don't buy where you guys live is just because of the prices. Like, if you go north in Orlando,
Orlando,
it's
a
different
ballgame
up there.
We talked about on this podcast a bunch of times that Orlando is probably one of the best markets to buy right now. Miami is a little too – I'm under contract right now for a property here in Miami, but I had to get it off market. So you're not going to get no good deals if it's on the MLS nowadays. So, yeah, bro, just my thing is get the fuck out of Canada, number one. And then number two, keep expanding your real estate empire, bro.
Yeah. Mine's more conservative.
You're so young.
I'm thinking, bro, you're young, bro. You want to network, meet people, and grow your business, or even meet people that can help you grow exponentially. I would say get out of there, bro. Get a spot down here. Even though maybe it's more expensive, people you're going to meet, bro, can expand your income, your mindset. You never know, bro. So,
well, if you live in Central Florida, it's actually going to be cheaper than Toronto.
Yeah.
And
Central Florida is night and day cheaper, but I just find with Miami, like, I've been to Miami a few times. Like, even when I go to Miami, I feel like I'm an Uber Eats driver, even though I have, like, my portfolio is worth, like, almost $2 million. I still feel like, even with what you're saying, Myron, like, oh, decide what you want. It's like what you guys talk about, how the girls are always trying to, you know, climb the ladder. I feel like I always got to keep leveling up on that level, right?
Of course,
like,
as you should.
In Toronto, always keep leveling up, bro. Yeah, because in Toronto, for example, like, you see a guy with a Ferrari, or if you have a Ferrari, it's like you're the top dog. In Miami, it's like, well, this
everyone
guy has a boat, and then this guy has a bigger boat. So it's like a never-ending cycle.
Bro,
like,
yo,
you know?
You can't. That's your mistake number one. You can't compare yourself to other people, bro.
You
can't do that shit. You're always going to lose. Because you come to somewhere like Miami, you got to remember, you guys want to know the God honest truth? A lot of these motherfuckers here in Miami are capped. Me and Fresh make more money than 95% of these fucking guys that be flexing out here. And I'm going to keep it 1,000 with y'all. Like, a lot of these dudes out here are 1,000% cap, bro. Like, Miami is literally the capital of cap. Here, Atlanta, L.A., these motherfuckers be broke, bro. So don't sit there and try to compare yourself to people that probably a lot of the times don't even have a real net worth.
Yeah,
you know,
most of their stuff is not even theirs.
It's not
rentals.
It's rentals. It's not their real money, or they be involved in some fucking scamming or some bullshit like that. They got a negative net worth. So never compare yourself to people here in Miami, bro. Like, don't compare yourself to others.
And also,
a lot of
bro,
time it's cap.
Live for you, bro. If you want the Lambo, Ferrari, great. If you don't want it, you don't have to. Look, Iron doesn't want that stuff. I want it, though, because that's what I want. Whatever you want, bro, you got the money, you got the lifestyle, get what you want.
Yeah,
in
get
Miami,
what you
bro,
want, bro. Don't
you
compare.
Can have whatever you want, but at the same time, other people, you don't know what they're doing. It could be cap. Could be real. Who knows? Get what you want, bro.
And I'll tell you this, bro. You having $2 million with the real estate, you're already making more money. I guarantee you, you probably have a higher net worth and have more money than most of the guys here.
Yep.
Like, I'm telling you, bro, don't go off of what you see here in Miami. A lot of it is smoke and mirrors. A lot of these dudes are fucking broke, bro.
Yeah.
Trust me. We know how these dudes move. We talk to the girls that fuck with them. We just know a lot of these dudes are legitimately, like, they don't got money like that. I promise you. So don't ever compare yourself to people that are using smoke and mirrors, all right? You with a $2 million real estate portfolio, better off than most people.
All right, caller?
Yeah, but, like, on the note of that, like, with Instagram, for instance.
All right, caller, you're free now.
We gave you hella games.
Yeah, and then you didn't pay anything. So
I'd love.
Let's go with 9371.
What's happening, man?
What's going on,
brother?
Good, man. Myron, Fresh, man, you are doing God's work, guys. From all over the world, man. Men, I think they need to know what's going on. A lot of people, especially here in the United States, they don't know what's up. People are not well-traveled. They need to travel. You know, these guys, especially around the world. I've been half of the globe, right? And I see women, how they are in different parts of the world. They're amazing, you know. And women here, especially in Western countries like United States, UK, or Australia, are totally different than if you go to Eastern Europe, or you go to South America or Colombia, right? Kids need to travel. You know, when they travel, they'll see the difference, right? So over here, you can get girls, but I'm very straightforward with them, you know? Hey, this is what I want, and I'm not going to waste time. You know, I'm a 42-year-old guy, right? You know, I don't have time to go on dates and spend time. I was like, hey, getting dinners and all that, I don't mind doing that. But hey, if I'm not getting any punani, I'm not going to waste some time. So I'm upfront with them, and that works. But
cool.
Yeah,
not
man.
Wrong.
By the way, I do crypto.
Cool.
Yo, you'll fit right in over here, bro.
Yeah. But where are you at, though?
My,
living? Where are you actually at?
I'm in Maryland. Baltimore.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, this week is a crypto week. I mean, NFT week.
Okay.
So it's been pretty
good. Yeah, I know, man. I was going to come for the conference. I'm going to come for ThetaCon in Florida.
Okay, cool.
So ThetaCon is going to be there. There are a lot of influencers coming over there, too. So I just want to network. And there are a couple of people who have crypto projects. I'm big time into crypto. I sold actually one of my properties and put it into crypto in April 2020.
Did you
pull them out? Yeah, yeah. I went all in. Yep. I sold a home. One of my rental properties, and went all in crypto. I bought it in April 2020. So I bought, you know, Ethereum at, you know.
Or no.
I'm sorry?
Did you pay any tax on that transfer?
Transfer tax on what?
Like the money from the house to crypto. Do you pay any tax on it?
No, I sold it. I settled. I had cash. My property was paid off.
Right? Okay.
So I took the cash. It took me 3 months to sell the property. So at home, I got a line of credit. I put that credit into crypto because the market crashed, right, in March. And I was waiting for this opportunity, right? In 2008, I didn't have any money. In 2008, I was broke, right? So I made all my money in real estate by flipping properties. So I was doing well. But then I was waiting for an opportunity, like something like this would happen. I was waiting for Bitcoin to hit about $6,000. I was going to buy Bitcoin when it was, you know, in 2012. I called my friend up. I was like, hey, man, you know, we should buy Bitcoin. I want to put about $20,000, $30,000. And he was like, man, I don't know. This, they're going to probably ban it. The governments won't allow it. So I didn't buy it. And that shit went to $20,000. So I was waiting. I didn't know anything about crypto. But in 2020, March, April, I spoke to a few people, you know, people who knew a lot more than me. Because at the time, I didn't know. So I spoke to a hedge fund guy. I paid him just for a call. I paid him $2,500 for an hour. So I understood what was going on. And then
Do you have a question for Owen, anything that you want to say? I'm sorry?
Kevin looking at tax, but yeah, it's fine. I think under a certain amount, you don't have to pay tax anyway. Under a certain,
you have to live in...
No, I didn't have to. I had to pay capital gains. It was a long term. You know, I had this property for 4 years. So I just had to pay 15% capital gains.
Okay, cool. I'm just curious.
And then I put that money into crypto. All
right. Gotcha.
But that crypto, it 15x'd from there. You know, my property was not going to double. You see, the property market has gone up, but it was – so I put it in April. I can't hear you.
All right, caller, we understand what you're trying to say. Yeah, so he held it long term. He sold the house and he got capital. He had to get tax capital gains. And he took that money that was left over and he bought crypto.
And it doubled.
But I will say this, guys, this is where the 1031 exchange comes in. If he had sold that house and rolled that profit into buying another house, he wouldn't have paid any capital gains tax on it. So the 1031 exchange is actually a very, very good tool to basically keep your money and keep Uncle Sam from getting a piece of it and then putting it right back into another property.
And
so,
make even more.
And make even more. So that's why the 1031 exchange, which is why I'm so heavy in real estate, bro. You don't really get tax benefits from crypto like you do real estate, bro. So, okay, who's up next?
All right, let's go with 0811.
And thanks for calling on to the show, man.
Yeah, you can read it after these calls.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Hey, how are you guys doing? This is your one and only guy from Cody, Wyoming. I just wanted to say that was a perfect segue into what you guys did. I sold one of my properties because it inflated to about $731,000. So I sold that off and then bought the business downtown, put a printing press underneath, and then started selling T-shirts saying I love Yellowstone. And I just made $60,000 this last summer. So I'm slated to gross $210,000 this year.
Fantastic.
And so I'm going to buy another property. So
good.
Exactly what you're saying. Roll your money into it. And then another suggestion I wanted to make to you guys was, you know how the girls always say, I feel like. I was thinking you guys could put on the bottom of the corner, I feel like counter, like how many times they say, I feel like. And then people can put $5 in. And what it is to bet what the number is going to be. And then, hey, they win a free T-shirt. So people are actually sending money in to do that. But then you also have an I feel like counter on the bottom of the screen, seeing how many times the girl says, and you can actually build revenue off that. And then the contestants or whoever, the fans, people that watch, can make money off of that. Or make a free T-shirt or get something off of that.
I really don't want to take away from the show, you know, to just say it, but they say it so many times where that shit would break. So it's one of those things where, you know, I don't want the audience to say, okay, well, let's focus on what they're saying, I feel like, and what they're actually saying, the content within the song.
I like the idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea, but it's just hard to keep track of.
That's all it was. It was just an idea, something you guys can shoot around maybe in the future that might work for you. And just to say I'm showing the love.
Like
you guys are always doing it. I love it.
I like that suggestion.
Just to build perspective.
And we got a pretty good switcher that we could probably use that with. So I like it. Maybe we could start. I'd like to incorporate that on an episode and see how it works.
I wonder who's going to
get
that.
Yeah, and then you give the people a free T-shirt. People that send in a dollar.
It'll be tough because then we'll have to have someone keep track of it. That's going to be the tough part.
Right, Mo?
Thanks for the suggestion. And I'm glad that you're killing it financially, bro. Keep killing out there. Wyoming, man, $200,000. That's going bitch.
Hey, man. That's quite a bit. Supporters of Moneymakers, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all,
That's what
man.
We're talking about, my friend.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, who's up next?
All right.
Let's go with 6668.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, fresh. All right. I know you're going to trip with that.
Whoa.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up?
What's up, man?
Good. Awesome. Shout out to Brickell, first of all. That's the spot.
Jeez.
Moved out here a year ago from New York. Best decision ever. So shout out to Brickell.
So you're the nigga that
you guys
have all the fucking properties around here, man. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, sorry guys. That's us. That's definitely us. But in general, yeah, Miami's going to explode in the next decade. I think it's going to be one of the biggest cities in the U.S., hands down. But I moved out here for business purposes. I wanted to save money on taxes. Had to do it.
All right.
But, yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh,
No. I just
wanted
to say, you got a lot of people on the line, bro. Like, guys, and everyone that's watching the show, me and Fresh and Chris don't mean to rush you guys or be an asshole. It's just that, I wish we could show y'all, like, how many people are on the line. Like, we're trying to get as many people through as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Go ahead,
guys. Yeah, so wanted to ask you guys one quick thing. You know, let's say there's some chicks on Instagram and, you know, they're private. You want to try to reach out to them, so on and so forth. But, you know, they're not giving you a shot. But you know that in real life you got the value. You got the money. You got the crib. You got, you know, a good lifestyle. But you don't have that to show on social media. Like, how exactly do you approach that?
You need to get on DMs on Demand, my friend.
Yeah, bro.
Speaking of which, yo, let's get that waiting list, guys. Just so y'all know, we're going to re-release DMs on Demand this month. We have a waiting list. If you get on that waiting list, you're going to save $100.
Yeah. Here's the problem,
but,
right? You can wait to see the person in person. The problem is that, like, you may never. So your best bet is that the most attractive, well-laid-up profile on Instagram. So when you do send a DM, they actually want to respond. And as a result, once you complete this task where you have a well-laid-out Instagram, you have good posts, she wants to react to you, she's going to respond to you, I guarantee you, on some level. Either with a, hey, what's up, to see what you're about. Because, real talk, you can go out there, meet girls in person, or girls that you actually see on Instagram, for the most part, are not said like that. And if they are, will they talk to you? Maybe, maybe not. But if they can see your lifestyle from the very beginning on social media, and they respond, you build up some rapport, then you go out after that, you're kind of already, like, in the game. Versus meeting for the first time, yes, you may be able to win them over in person, but that's if you see them and if it's in the right environment. So it's a little bit tricky there. But we're dropping next month, Deals on Demand, so you can learn how to do it properly.
I'm thinking in, like, 2 weeks we'll drop it for y'all.
Weeks.
And, guys, we were originally going to launch it, like, this week.
Yeah.
But we got banned for a week and shit, and we're trying to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? With our YouTube guys and everything like that. So we're back on. Mo's actually going to drop it in the chat for y'all right now. But jump on that waiting list, guys, and you're going to be able to go ahead and get it at a discount rate.
Just so you know, if you don't do it, there's someone already DMing her before she even leaves the house, has her attention. So you want to be one of those guys hit her up first, because if you're there first, with the first impression that's good, you win the game. If you're late, it can be tough because somebody's already in there with the exposure already there. So.
And just understand, too, bro, that you're in an extremely competitive sexual marketplace. Like, we've done tests before where Fresh actually did a test with Casey where they ran, you know, a split test. Like DMing girls in Miami versus DMing them in other places.
Yeah, Columbia.
And Miami by far had the lowest conversion rate.
Yeah.
It's just that competitive here, bro. Everyone that's a baller or anyone, like I said, you got people that actually have money. You got people that are capping that they got money. And then you got people that are just here on vacation or whatever. So it's very competitive here, you know? So just understand that your conversions are not going to be as high in a city like Miami when it comes to Instagram. You know, LA, New York, it's all going to be extremely competitive.
I'm telling you. Look at all the top guys. Look, I hate to say it. Look at Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
That nigga's winning in life.
Yeah.
You think if he sends a DM, she's not going to respond? She's going to. So, it's what it is, man.
All right. Let's go with 3850.
Cool.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I'm a really big fan of what you guys are doing. I actually, I lived in Brickell last summer, pretty close to you guys, I think. And I ran into Myron once. But, yeah, the question I wanted to ask was about mental health. So you guys talk a lot about, like, improving in the gym and making more money and improving your game, which is all, like, really important stuff. But I haven't heard you talk as much about, like, how to actually improve your mental health. You know, Myron, one of the things I've heard you say is, like, confidence leads to accomplishments, leads to confidence, right? But beyond that, are there things that you guys, like, preach or do yourselves to work on your own mental health? Because it's a really important foundation, like journaling, meditation, stuff like that.
I don't do any of that stuff. I'll keep it 1,000 with you. I just kind of like deal with it on my own, and I just like I go to the gym, and you know I'm a very sound mind and body man. Like I've always been like I'm good, but I know other people, you know, might need other type of releases mentally. I will say this. We did an episode with our boy, John from Modern Life Dating,
yes.
Inner Game Healing.
He covers that.
He covers that, and we went pretty deep on that show. Go ahead and watch that. I know we put out a lot of content. Sometimes you guys might not catch every episode mm-hmm. that we do two times per week, so we don't mind reminding you guys sometimes on episodes that we do. But check out that episode with our guy, John from Modern Life Dating, and then also go check out his YouTube channel. He talks quite a bit about inner game and mental healing and everything else like that, dealing with trauma as a man. So that's our guy right there when it comes to that side of the equation, okay?
Yo, I'm from the islands, bro, so I'm just naturally chill. I don't let things bother me. I'm good to go, so I'm just like...
Yeah, I've seen crazy shit, man, from, like, my prior career and stuff, so it's like, and nothing really phases me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know you guys were wondering, like, oh, my God, how do you stay so calm when the fucking shit's going on in the show or whatever? It's like, because I've been in way worse situations, you know what I'm saying? Like, some fucking dummy breaks into the spot, you know, it's like, oh, okay, well, I've been in the worst
situation. Yeah, no, you built up the exterior, I got you.
So, but there's nothing wrong with, like, you know, needing help with that, so... Definitely go check out that episode we did with John. It's going to be in our Fresh to Fit podcast playlist. I think we did it on a Money Monday episode. Okay. But if you just search in Modern Life Dating with Fresh to Fit, it's going to come right up. A shout out to our guy, John from Modern Life Dating. He talks about that extensively. You should go check out his channel as well. Subscribe to him. That's one of our good friends.
Got you. Yeah, no, yeah. The reason I just wanted to ask this is I think like
no worries,
all those
man.
Other
There's
things.
Wrong with that, man.
Mental
health
is also important. Like, you know, important part of like rounding out male self-improvement.
No, absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely. Mental health is important, bro, and there's nothing to be ashamed of, my friend. Go check out that stuff because he's a way better. He's way better at that than we are.
Yep.
And
gotcha,
that's what we
gotcha.
Try. We take our weak points, man, and we try to augment it with guys that we trust and know that you know are better at that, and we bring them on. That's why we love to bring certain guests on from different walks of life.
We don't
know everything, bro. And we'll be the first ones to tell you that. We don't know everything. So go check out John.
Yeah, no,
right,
anyone else here
all
as
right.
well that needs help with that, guys, go check him out. John from Modern Life Dating.
Cool.
All right. Let's go with
– good question. Good question from that caller.
8691.
8691, welcome to the show.
Yes, you already know it's your boy Lelouch 509. You know,
Lelouch.
Yeah. I don't really have a question, bro, but I just wanted to welcome you guys, man. I'm glad you guys got your channel back. And I just binge watched the whole show you guys had with the PBD podcast, man. That shit was lovely. And, yeah, man. And mainly, I guess I want to tell you guys.
Yeah,
Hello?
Yeah.
We said thank you and shout out to Valley Tanner.
We can hear you, bro.
Yeah, yo. I wanted you guys to start telling them guys, man, start spending money on them. The maker. I don't know if you guys follow the robot, the humanoid robot.
What?
Like
the robot?
A maker. That's the name of the robot. It's like she got like this expression and shit like that. If you Google it.
Oh. He means like the sex robot.
Maker. Yeah, bro. Nigga got to start spending money on that because man, bitches out here. That shit. I'm in Baltimore, bro. And shit be tough out here, and I know y'all niggas in Miami and shit like that, you know, so that shit's tough out here, man. I know that shit's even tougher out there, so tell them young guys, man, start spending money on them them shit because, yeah, that shit getting any better. But like I said, man, I just wanted to welcome you guys back on the YouTube algorithm and shit like that, so we just have you supporting you guys. Big fan of the show.
I don't know what you're saying right now, boy.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand it, bro.
I got you.
But you understand? Yeah. Okay.
All right,
man. No, all right,
man.
Thank you for calling into the show, bro. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I made maybe 50% of what he just said there.
Yeah.
I think something about sex with us.
All right.
Island boy.
All right,
brother.
Cool, man. Thanks for calling into the show, my friend. And then, we got Elijah Thickborn. He just sent out a super chat in all the way from Australia. DMs on demand, of course, is okay. The real gold is in the Zoom calls. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's, we got like 50 modules in there.
Yo,
and then we also got like 15
Zoom calls.
15 to 20 Zoom calls. I got in on the Black Friday sale. I missed in the Zoom calls, but all the replays are there. My question you have has probably been asked and answered. Definitely worth the money. Thank you so much,
Elijah. Normally, people do a course.
Thank you.
And they leave you like with the course just itself. We did Zoom calls, asked all the questions. So any questions you guys have about the course, how to do certain things, we probably answered it in the Zoom calls, already done for you. So go there.
Right. We covered every. There's no more extensive of an Instagram course than that one.
All right, let's go with 7026.
All right, 7026. What's up, man? You guys, we got 3,000 of y'all watching right now, or 2,997. Go ahead and like the video, guys, because I'm looking right now. I hate to pull my phone out on air, but you guys don't like the goddamn video. Like the fucking video because it helps with the algorithm, guys. You guys got to understand that we got a strike on our channel, right? And we've been off the air for about a week. So for us to get back up on the algo, if you guys really love and respect us, bro, not even, sorry, I'm speaking, I sound like a girl. if you guys love us, man, right, and you really want to support us, you don't got to spend a dollar, bro. Yeah. Just like the video, bro. That's all I need
and
y'all to do.
Also,
3,000 y'all in here.
Help us reach 1 million subscribers. So sub to the channel as well while you're liking the video. Because
yes.
This is free, man. Come on.
It's free, bro. Like, guys, we're never going to sit here and tell y'all, yo, super chat right now, give us money. We're not going to stop the show ever for money.
Give us $1 each.
Yeah, but if you guys, we will stop the show to get the likes up, though, man, because, guys, every time you like the video, it's going to get pushed up in the algorithm. When it gets pushed up in the algorithm, it might go into someone's discovery feed that needs this goddamn information, okay?
Yep.
Someone might be in a dark place and they find us. So by you liking the video, you might be saving someone's life. And I don't even say that to try to be funny. If you guys knew how many DMs I get where, yo, I found your video from this guy, or I found your video from a friend, or I found your video in a recommended, and I binge watched all your stuff, and it literally kept me from killing myself, please like the video, guys, because you don't know how important it is for our videos to get out there in the algorithm for someone to find it.
And y'all know I love to party. But I want to party with y'all. So we need stuff to be at 1 million so we can party at a mansion together. Get lit with the baddies and enjoy life, man. So,
and guys,
a million subs.
Please don't send them more super chats with area codes, phone numbers. We're ending the show soon, so.
All right.
You late, you lose.
Girls are here, right?
Yeah, they're coming.
They're starting to get in? Okay, cool. So, yeah, guys, like the video, man. We're at 2.4K likes. If y'all could get us to 3,000, bro, it would be fucking lit. But who's on the line right now?
Yeah, 70.
70, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Did he? Let's see. 1 second. He's on there.
Okay. Let's just move to the sex person. Next person.
Okay. Pause.
Pause.
Okay, let's go with 1 second. Next page. Let's go with 8738.
8738. Welcome to the show.
Yo, y'all can hear me?
Got you. Not loud and clear, man. What's your question or comment?
Fresh, what the fuck, man? Nigga, I was about to call in and roast this nigga Myron a little bit, but how you gonna ask the nigga what position the nigga was in when he was fucking, bro? What kind of shit? Nigga, I look, I know you be saying you from the island, nigga, but I know a Nigerian scammer when I see one, nigga. All right, you need to cut that shit out, nigga. You from Nigeria, nigga, all right? But, nigga, I just wanted to call in real quick. What'd you say?
What? I don't know what the hell just happened just now.
What's going on?
We went from, like...
Nigga, I'm trying to figure out why this nigga Fresh was asking a nigga what position he was in while he was fucking the bitch. What the fuck was that, nigga?
Bro.
Wait, who asked
bro, wait.
The guy asked the girl, who's your daddy?
You don't remember what I'm talking about.
You don't say that randomly unless you're fucking.
Oh.
If you're fucking her and you say that, it makes sense and she's going to respond, oh, you're my daddy.
But how does the position matter?
Does it make sense?
How does the position, look, you my nigga, bro. I ain't going to lie. I fuck with y'all hella tough, nigga. But, nigga, I can't believe what I was hearing, nigga. How you going to call in and ask? Anyways, bro.
I thought he was trolling, too. I'm trying to make it funny. The point is that, like.
Oh, gee, you know what? I'm glad you said that. I'm going to hurry up and get off the phone, bro. I'm glad you said that. Because this is the real reason why I called in, right?
You thought he was trolling from the beginning, bro.
Yeah, we're trolling with, yo.
Okay,
yo.
Okay. All right, for sure. Okay, nigga, that shit was blowing my mind fresh. I had no idea what was going on.
I'm an actual troll. I say the most random, outrageous shit. If you don't know that right now, bro.
Well, this is a fact.
What are you looking, brother?
All right.
Come on now.
All right, well, look. Let me say what I got to say, and I'm going to get off the phone, bro. Look, the real reason why I called in, bro, because I want to give this nigga Chris hella props, nigga. Fresh, you be hating on this nigga Chris, man. This nigga Chris be saying exactly what the fuck I'm thinking. If Chris ever tells the ladies to shut the fuck up, I done already said it like 10 times at my motherfucking phone. So stop hating on this nigga. Stop hating on this nigga Chris. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, Chris is the only nigga in the world that talks worse than you. So, yeah, he got to calm down a little bit. But, nigga, stop hating on this nigga Chris. But the last thing I want to say, bro, like you said, I know y'all niggas is trolling and y'all niggas is funny and shit. In y'all head, y'all niggas is funny to me. Y'all the best straight men in the business. Y'all get the information. You do what you do. But y'all niggas is not funny, bro. I fuck with you, Maya. Don't get me wrong, my nigga. I fuck with you, bro. But y'all be thinking the most corny shit ever is funny. And that don't take nothing away from you. But I just had to call in and say that. You know what I mean? Y'all my niggas and everything, you feel me? But when y'all niggas be going off on them jokes and shit, you know what I mean? That might be funny to, you know what I mean, some of these other niggas. But maybe that's why a lot of niggas be getting mad, and because they don't know whether or not y'all niggas are joking, because some of them shit is just a little bit corny. But I fuck with y'all, bro. I'm going to hear almost every episode. I ain't going to watch it live because y'all be letting these bitches mouth off too much for me. You feel me? So I got to fast forward through all that bullshit. You feel me? So I love y'all, though. Keep doing what y'all doing. You know what I mean? And I'm going to keep looking at my nigga.
Oh, yeah, he left.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right. Cool.
Shout out to you, Carlos.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but, hey, support, support.
All right. Fair enough.
We'll take it. Let's go with, let's see, 5372.
Yeah, what's up, you guys? Thanks for taking my call. I know the show's kind of coming down here to the end. How you guys doing? Chill. Hey, had a quick question here. I'm living on the West Coast right now, and I wanted to move out to Miami. I've been in the bar industry for a long time, kind of worked my way up to, like, mixologist and top tier or whatever. Mm-hmm. Right now, I work as a restaurant manager, so I've kind of been working my way. I'm assistant GM now.
Okay.
We're actually going to be opening up some restaurants in North Miami next year, quarter two, in whatever that fancy mall is over there.
Okay.
Miami.
But
my
question is, I think that's the mall, yeah. I wanted to get back into bartending, and I think if I took the position there, maybe my salary would be like around $120K or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I really wanted to get back into bartending. So my question was, if I moved out there sooner, what would be some dope spots where I could work at bartending that would make the most amount of money?
I ain't going to lie to you, bro. It's going to be very difficult for you as a man.
Yeah.
I'm not going to keep it all the way 1,000 with you guys. Like, being a bartender here in Miami, you really got to be good. And not only do you got to be good, it's extremely competitive. I mean, just to put things in perspective for y'all, I know this girl, you know, is pretty attractive, but she's like 31. And she came from Austin, Texas, came out here trying to be a bottle girl or whatever, and she was getting, like, she could barely make money, and she wasn't able to really, like, it was difficult for her to find a job. So the nightlife in Miami is extremely competitive. So, and this is an attractive girl. So you, as a dude, like, you're going to have a hookup or some kind of connection. Connect, bro, is going to be really tough. What I would do is I would move, when the company moves and expands to Miami, get your, you know, have your GM job while you're here in Florida. Right, and you're going to take home more money anyway because you're not going to get hit with state income taxes and everything else like that because Florida is state income tax free. And then you can go ahead and try to find a bartending job on the side, but you have your main income already with the restaurant. That way you'll have something that you can fall back on versus like moving out here early, trying to find a bartending job in a very competitive marketplace for bartending and nightlife in general. They want to hire attractive girls is what they want. So that's what I would do if I were in your shoes. I would stick it out with the restaurant. When they expand out here to Florida, take that opportunity, move to the Aventura location at the mall, live somewhere fairly cheap, you know, live somewhere in whether it's Fort Lauderdale or Broward County or maybe even North Miami, and then look for bartending jobs in the area and then try to get it that way but to make some extra money. But I would not try to go ahead and come here early and try to make that your primary income because it's extremely competitive here. And Miami's a very who-you-know type city when it comes to nightlife industry. And you as a guy, bro, if an attractive girl that's 30 years old can't make it, it's going to be very difficult for you as a guy.
Well said.
And Fresh knows too because he's in a, right. You know, he's clubs all the time.
Yeah, it's mainly girls, bro.
It's mainly girls, my friend.
Yeah. All right.
Like, you might be able to get security, but you ain't going to get paid shit to do that, and you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
All right, Cole. Thank you.
All right.
Let's go. We got three, four more. That's paid.
Guys, who else is giving you all this kind of sauce, man? God damn it. No other YouTube channel provides this kind of value. Like the goddamn video, because I'll tell you guys this.
World experience.
Who brings on girls every night, teaches you guys how to get girls, get in shape, everything else like that, does a call-in show.
Get money.
Yo, your favorite YouTubers don't do live call-in shows, guys.
Marketing,
why?
Networking.
Because they can't give you all this kind of advice because they don't know what the fuck they're talking about a lot of times.
They don't know the real world, man. On YouTube.
Yeah.
Let's go at 5603.
I'm actually really glad that we are like came from a different, you know what I'm saying, life before this shit.
Finessing and drugging, man.
Yeah.
The sweat.
Go ahead, my friend. Who's up next?
Hey, could you guys hear me?
Got you, man.
Yep.
Hey, what's up, Fresh and Spit, man? This is your boy Sam out of FNF Dallas. I just want to give a quick shout-out and a few remarks. Just want to give a quick shout-out to Raw Eric, man. He's doing amazing things out here, getting people together, networking, and leveling up.
Boy.
And one important thing, too. Yeah, one important thing, too, man. I know Fresh gets a lot of hate for this, and a lot of people come at him in the comments. It's really annoying, but they're all like, what value does this guy provide to the show? Networking isn't really a skill, but man, it really is, man. Like,
yeah,
it's uncomfortable for me because like I'm kind of introverted, but been hanging out with Rod Eric and the crew and FNF Dallas, and I've been getting out of my comfort zone, going out there and networking. It's fucking uncomfortable, but I'm doing it, man. I see the value in it, man. Like, you never know who you're going to meet out here, man. So that's all I wanted to say, man. Shout out to FNF Dallas, and also shout out to my boy OT for watching World Trigger, man. That anime goes hard. Tim, you still sleeping on that hoe. But thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks for the show, man, and thanks for the support.
Much love.
Thanks for the love. Who's up next?
All right, no problem.
And, guys, do me a favor. We're at 2,600 likes. Get us to 3K. There's 3,100 of you guys in here, almost 3,200 of you guys in here. So go ahead and like the video, guys. Helps us a lot with the algo, okay?
And also, stuff for the channel, man. This content is fire, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's go with this one. And
you guys are asking
some
really good questions, man. Then, even the criticisms are fine.
Yeah, fine.
You know what I'm saying? I get it, Monarchist. I know earlier you're like, yo, I'm annoyed by these girls. I don't know the divorce court. I get it, bro, but you guys got to understand, man. Like, I'm telling y'all niggas, bro. Girls don't give a fuck about our problems. I'm trying to tell you guys, man.
Listen.
They really don't care.
Human nature, bro. Accept it, understand it.
Yeah, man.
Use it to your advantage and keep living life, man. That's all you can do.
I don't think people understand, like, bro, girls really don't give a fuck about what y'all niggas think, man. They really don't, bro.
I hear all the time, man.
You're upset at my nature?
Yeah.
Too bad, nigga.
Yo, y'all want to know something funny? A lot of these chicks don't even know what hypergamy is.
Bro. They read the comments in here in the studio.
And
they leave.
Afterwards.
Back to their reality.
Take Aaron, look at that shit.
Having fun, get things paid for. Don't give a shit what you got to say, bro.
Don't give a fuck, bro. They don't give a fuck. Just enjoy the time while we're in here and we have these discussions so you guys can learn and see with your own two fucking eyes what the hell's going on here.
Yeah.
All right, let's go with 4574.
Matuki says, I'm ninja watching on console. Nigga, open up your phone. Click the goddamn click the like button, goddammit. All right, go ahead, bro.
It was all good. I got two questions to ask you guys, just real quick.
One question, my friend.
Nigga, you're free. So let's go.
Okay. Well,
the free niggas that want.
You guys recommend that you guys don't put your money in the bank. So if I don't put my money in the bank, where do you recommend to put my money into?
Okay. So let me clarify this real quick. Step one is you need 6 months to 1 year of savings. Okay. Whether you want to hold it in a bank or you want to hold it in cash is up to you. I think having it in cash is probably better because that way you have immediate access to it. No one can stop you. Other thing too, just so you know, when you have that amount of money in cash, anytime you withdraw or deposit or do anything that is $10,000 or more, guess what? It's got to get reported to the IRS. And I know this because I was a former federal agent, guys. I used to look at these financial reports. So personally, of course, you know, you shouldn't be doing anything illegal anyway. But just understand that anytime you do anything with $10,000 or more, you have to fill out something called a currency transaction report in the United States, okay? So that's why I'm a big fan of if you're going to hold money, right, that you're going to use for your savings, like for your emergency savings, have it in cash or have it in a checking account that you can easily access, okay? Then from there, you shouldn't have money in the bank. That money needs to go into investing.
Yeah.
Anything outside of your emergency savings needs to go immediately into investing, or if it's sitting in the bank account, it's waiting to be deployed into some kind of asset class, whether it's real estate, crypto, silk, precious metals, whatever it is, just don't hold it in cash, man. Inflation is here, and it's fucking us up. Good.
Or also, you can use that money as leverage to get loans to buy assets, bigger assets, and then use that to create an income for yourself as well. So either way you want to do it, you can make it work.
The reason why we say we're not fans of you holding on to money in the bank is because cash is fucking trash if it's not your emergency savings. Of course, you need emergency savings that you have that's liquid that you always have access to, whether you want to hold it in a bank account or you want to hold it in cash. But anything outside of that needs to be used to be invested, bro, because it's not going to benefit you sitting in the bank. As a matter of fact, if anything, you're losing the value of the money because of inflation. So you need to dump that money into real estate, crypto, precious metals, something that's at least going to hold the value of your dollar to some degree.
All right, caller.
Cool.
Caller?
Does that help?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Man. Hold on. I got one more question real quick.
Let him, bro, because I guarantee it's a money question.
No, he's already hung up, Barton.
Think of Chris, bro.
No.
All right. So we're going to show right now?
No, we got
one more, Chris?
One more, and then we got some chats.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a good question, though. I think
No, we got the run show.
Hey, man,
you
said you want to go on a certain time.
Yeah, you said you want to go on a certain time.
Y'all niggas come late every time.
Hey,
I know you guys are talking.
Hey, listen, it's 8:30, man.
Wait, Chris, this nigga said he want to go out 8:30, right? It's 8:30 right now.
Hey, we pull it up. All right.
Go over here, man.
I didn't look at the clock.
Come on, brother.
I didn't look at the clock. Are they here?
No. They're coming, though, but we still have to get them warmed up, man. You know how it is, man. You know how it is, man. We do a lot.
If Fresh lives in a building, he still shows up late, man. That's the funny part.
Nigga, I was here.
He still shows up fucking late, bro.
Yo, you know what it is? I'm by the door knocking. No response. Music is too loud. Oh, where you at, nigga? Hey, I'm at the door. It's locked.
It's just us in the cap studio, bro. Guys.
Yeah, man.
All right. 7-0.
And Chris, you always be coming late, too.
Yeah, I deal with the girls, man. I should be annoying as fuck, man.
Stop using that excuse, bro.
Yeah, I deal with the girls, bro.
I did, bro.
I'd be like this all the time. All right, you coming late? All right,
yeah,
traffic,
do it. You can walk in Texas.
Hey, listen, you can't do both, man.
You use that excuse for everything. Yo, Chris, why are you stuttering? I'm dealing with the girls, man.
Yeah,
I'm dealing with the girls, man.
To be real, people's time and where Miami.
Chris, why'd you rather
do it? Even worse. So it's what it is.
Chris, you got caught with 20 kilos of coke.
Dealing with the girls, man.
Use that excuse for everything, bro. Like a mad. Yeah, and you know it, too. Excuse for everything. Dealing with the girls, man.
All right, who's up next?
I used to be, finish it.
Yo,
you know,
I used to be a
teacher,
man.
That's what
he's saying. Yo, Myron's using some irrelevant comments to try to justify his bad decision.
Myron is tight because we're ending the show early, and he hates that shit, bro. He's like, yo, Chris, you know, we have to make sure we start the show on time with the girls. I'm like, Myron, you know we have calling shows. You know you don't want to end the shit early. So pick a struggle, nigga.
All right, fine. See, that dude had a good question. I want him to ask a second one.
I know, man.
All right, go ahead.
You can check Money Mondays.
No, nobody watches the Money Monday. Force the niggas to watch Money Monday.
Hello? All right, call. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hello, am I on the podcast?
Oh yes, you're on the podcast. Here we
Agent
go.
Fit. I know it's you,
yo,
nigga.
Yo, fool. What's up, Myron Fresh Show? I got one question, home. So I was with my cousin Manny. So we was at the club, you know, drinking some Modelos and shit, yo. So we took a couple high nuts back to the crib, yo. And when I was fucking her, guess what she pulled out of her purse? One of those fucking, like, BDSM whips, and she almost whipped my ass. I was fucking scared. What do I do?
What do they, Holmes?
What the fuck, Holmes? Like, what do I do? She kind of on that freaky shit. I don't really like that, though.
Agent
Super
Fit.
Freaky.
You should have let her do it to you.
What you want, Holmes?
Should have.
So what do I do? Right on.
Anyway, on the road,
what do I do?
You gotta stop being a fucking pussy. Grab your cojones and smash that hole.
What?
Bring out.
Do you think I can hit her with the Modelo too while I'm fucking her from the back?
Your accent is trash, nigga.
Yeah, your Mexican accent is trash.
Oh,
on a scale of 1 to Jose, you're definitely fucking Michael.
Yeah, that's right, bro. Real quick, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Fresh, you dark yourself. I ain't know you had tattoos on your chest, bro. That's kind of crazy, bro. It is kind of wild, bro. And Chris, bro, your forehead large as shit. I ain't never seen a fatter forehead than yours. Your hat can barely fit on your shit, bro. That shit is kind of crazy, bro. And Mo, nigga, you not safe, bro. You big belly ass nigga, bro. I'm gonna toast your shit. And Fresh, bro, don't ever try to roast my nigga Mo or Chris, nigga. You too burnt to be roasting anyone, bro. You too black. Am I, nigga? You not safe, bro. Don't you got like a son to take care of, bro? You not safe, nigga. You safe.
Nah.
You said what?
I said it's not true, bro. I don't got no kid. It's all cap.
You got a son, bro. Take care of your son, buddy. You're not safe either, man. Take care of your son. He needs his dad, man. Stop abandoning
him. You're not fucking talking, nigga. You came in with that weak ass impersonation.
I tried, bro. Look.
That shit was trash. No,
you gotta
F for fucking fail, man. The fuck? All
right, man.
Amen. No problem.
Yeah, that shit was trash. Your nickname Hefty, nigga.
No, shout out to Agent Fit in this score, by the way, man.
Yeah, can't make a thumbnail, nigga. That's what you can do well. You fucking bum. You fucking bum.
Oh,
fuck out of here. Fuck out of here, son. New York. You know, you know. Remember when niggas used to be on stage and they tell bad jokes? Niggas take that cane and yank him off the stage. That's what we gotta do to this nigga.
Holy
shit, man. Homie clicks goes hashtag FNF820 $500. Finally caught the live guys
welcome
back, fam. Thank you so much, my friend.
What NFT is that? Is that Board Apes?
It looks like it. Yeah,
no.
It does look like Board Apes.
FNF820P $500. Yo, Black Lemur. Your competition now, bro. God damn.
I mean,
shout out to you, bro.
Thank you, homie clicks. I appreciate that greatly, bro. That will definitely go. Yo, show them the new camera angle that we got, by the way. His 7+.
Yep.
Y'all like that? Yeah. Look at that. Y'all get to see the whole studio setup on the side. And you guys get to see Fresh's black ass on the we got to focus that camera, bro.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, because Fresh is still black, man.
Yeah. But,
it's true.
But yeah. I hope you guys like that. We got how many camera angles we got now in this bitch? We got.
Oh, shit, man.
Let's run through it real fast for you.
I'm over sweating, man.
Hit one.
Yep.
This one. Hit two.
I think we got 10.
Two. So now y'all going to figure out the cameras, right? So two and then three. Yep. And then four. Okay, that's the girl camera. Five. That's Fresh's black ass head. Six. Fresh actually for real.
7, stripper pole camera. 8, kick-out cam. Hey, look at my big ass right there. And that's the kick-out cam. Chris always fucking up. And that's, 9? Yeah, 9 is Mo. What, is 9 Mo?
10?
Yeah. No, 9 is a couch.
9 plus is Mo.
Yeah, 9 plus. And then we got, and then 9 is a cam. And then 10 is you, Chris, you ugly ass figure, right? And then we got, and then what's 11?
11 is 7.
Oh, yeah, 7 plus. Okay, yeah.
Right, so many cameras around here, man.
Yeah, we got a lot of cameras, guys. Oh, yeah, that's 1 plus.
Yeah, 1 plus.
And then we got plus 2 right there.
There we go.
2 plus. Look at that, man. Yo, I just want to show you guys. Thank you guys so much because that's where the money goes, towards the cameras, lenses, lights, making the setup better. And, we got some new things coming in as well. I did order some other shit, so.
There we go.
Love you guys. Okay, the Foxtrot Sierra podcast, Big Mo will be the next Hulk. Very true. Sirk B, this is my donation for Myron to make the full video.
Of a fitness, I think.
Oh.
I think fitness.
You know what, bro? I might take a Money Monday and just do a whole fucking lesson for you guys. I just ordered a new easel because Mo's easel's fucking garbage. So I'm going to do a demonstration for y'all real time on air how to lose fat. That's what I'll probably do, live with a Q&A. I'll do that for y'all, all right, on a Money Monday. Have notes from Myron and MLD's webinars from a while back. Lost 30 pounds and got down to 60% body fat. Thank you so much. Got you, Bobby. Sour juice. D, what will Big Mo name be when he's slimmed down? He's still going to be Big Mo, right? Okay. Yeah, Big Mo without the E. Big up, Mo. Genuinely decent human being. Good face symmetry. Proportions teeth. Once body's on point, you'll witness a different reality, my friend.
Nigga,
yeah,
pause.
Yeah, Mo ain't an ugly nigga, bro. Young Capsule.
Pause.
Best side hustle pause. When you're 19. Also, will there be an episode for side hustles?
Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon, we did talk about this. But, yo, real quick, 19 years old, bro, get on Uber Eats, drive an Uber. That's the easiest thing that you could do right now when you're young.
YouTube, Twitch, gaming.
That too. Yerson Hanma, Mo, my uncle, was 346. He joined this place called Fit for Life. It took him down. It took him 6 months to go down to 186, I think. There are clinics in Brickell. And then we got Viral for Life. One thing you never, ever mentioned is how to cure ED dysfunction naturally. When I was 20, I was 1-minute man. I cured my ED with taking zinc supplements, eating almonds and peanuts, plus vitamin E.
Stop jerking off,
stop,
nigga.
Stop, yeah, bro. Yo, if you have issues with erectile dysfunction a lot of time when you're young, you niggas whack your meat too much. That's the God honest truth. You whack your meat too much. You have a shitty diet. You don't drink enough water. You don't lift weights. And that's that. Guys, if you live a healthy lifestyle, that's going to take away 90% of the problems that you deal with.
Okay.
All right? Stop whacking off.
MK.
My girl of 1 year hinting at me to pay a 2K expense she incurred completely on her own fault. I make 100K. She works retail. Do I pay it? No, you do not pay it. Richard Hernandez, I heard somewhere that when losing weight, it takes 2 weeks for you to notice, a month for your friends, and 2 months for everyone else. Shout out to Mo. Yeah, man. And who cares what people think? As long as you know the scale's going down and or you're losing weight, that's what matters the most. Robert P. Elliott, I'm 39, make figures, currently dating a 40-year-old, divorced, no kids, whose house got foreclosed and is about to file for bankruptcy. Got great chemistry with her. Looking for LTR in that marriage. What would your guys' advice be? Dating a 40-year-old girl? Bro, she's recreational use only, my friend. That's all I'm going to say. Don't take her serious. Like, yeah.
Enjoy the moment. Get some experience. But, like,
yeah.
Bro.
She's too old, bro. She's too old. You need to date younger girls, man. Like, what the fuck you doing, nigga? 40-year-old woman, like, nah. Monarch is one. Hey, you guys should also have a reserve fresh and fit for just in case cancel purposes so you guys can keep streaming while the main channel gets suspended for a week. You guys keep streaming until call it fresh fit reserves. No,
you
here's the thing, guys. So you guys are – real quick, let me just address this. Once you guys send me messages, yo, why don't you stream on your Clip channel, blah, 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 blah. We can't do that, guys, because if you get banned on one channel and you try to, you know, circumvent and or post on another channel, they can see that as you trying to go around the guidelines, and they'll fucking terminate you for that.
Yep.
So anytime we get a strike,
we just don't
post anywhere, bro. Just keep it safe. Fresh Fit, what aspects of your life made you rethink the way women act? I mean, experience, bro. You know what I'm saying? You just got to understand the game. Don't get mad at the game. Just understand it. Styles Productions, ENT, what advice would you give to a new up-and-coming podcast show on buying all the top-of-the-line equipment? I've been writing out all my ideas. I'm from DC and would like your advice, Ryan Fresh. Yo, you got to give content that other people don't have, and you got to add value.
You
got to
be unique. And you have a marketing down pack, bro.
Bam. Read that one. And then we got a shout out to Elijah Tickborn. Shrey TV, do you guys encounter any animosity or assault because of the podcast? Not in person, but a lot on the internet, of course.
Yeah, we got haters, bro.
J-Man 106, on Coinbase, do I need to convert from ETH and BTC to USD to cash out if you know? I've never cashed out on Coinbase, so I don't know yet.
I convert to Hex, but that's about it.
Zach Gallo, $50. First time actually being able to watch a live stream. That was good. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
all the way from Canada. And then we got last one, Corey M. Raquel came back, guys. We agreed she will throw it back again as long as I don't ask about her family history anymore. Have a good show tonight, guys. Hope the new owl chest tap fresh. Okay, and that's the dude that called in earlier.
Bro.
I knew that nigga was trolling, bro. You guys are fucking hilarious. Anyway, yo, the lovely ladies are here, guys, so we're going to have a nighttime show here for y'all in a second. So do me a favor. Like the video. We'll catch you guys back here. Chris, give us a time.
About 30, 40 minutes.
30, 40 minutes. We'll be back on. Okay, cool. We'll catch you guys in a bit. Peace.
Peace.